Playoff High School Football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's PIAA District 1 playoff game. Tonight's playoff game is between the number 4 seed Academy Park Knights and your number 13 seed Strathaven Panthers.
Ball spotted, kick is away, it is long enough, and it is good! Emmett Young pounds it through with 4.4 seconds left! Deep down the middle, has a man out there, Pio's got it inside the 10, inside the 5, and into the end zone for a touchdown!
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Joanna Slosky of Coldwell Banker Preferred Realty. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. The Inn at Swarthmore. Guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. The Delaware County Daily Times. All high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Three weeks ago, the 2018 season for the Strathaven Panthers was looking iffy. 3-5, in the middle of nearing the end, as it turns out, of a four-game losing streak. The Panthers at 3-5 were on the outside looking in for the 16-team District 1 5A playoffs. But just 2 weeks later, 50-plus points on the board each of the last couple weeks, and now the Panthers at 5-5, rolling and on a hot streak, looking to duplicate what they did a year ago tomorrow, with a first-round, perhaps a first-round upset in the District 1 playoffs. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Sharon Hill, Pennsylvania, Academy Park High School, the host tonight for Strathaven and Academy Park, the fourth-seeded Knights. Three district titles in the last 6 years. They're looking to get rolling again. A tough loss last week to what turned out to be the DelVal champion Penwood squad just up the road, but Academy Park looking to bounce back, looking to tighten up the defense, and they will have their hands full with the Panthers tonight. The wing tee has been rolling in consecutive wins over Marple Newtown and Harrison in the last couple weeks, and now Panthers trying to create some playoff magic. Before last year, it had been since 2012 since they had won a playoff game, and then went up to Bishop Shanahan as an 11 seed and won the game on a field goal with just seconds to play. Emmett Young is back, hopefully for more tonight. He's fresh off the District 1 Boys Soccer Championship last night. So congratulations to Strathaven for the district title in soccer. But the football Panthers not ready to be done just yet. And Academy Park, of course, will have a lot to say about that. But Mike Mayer joins as always. And Mike, looking for really an interesting game tonight. And, of course, the weather could be a factor.
Well, weather, natural field. It's all just grass. It's in decent shape. It's probably a little worn from the season. But it's, you know, not a lot of dirt spots particularly. It seems we've been getting rain for the last hour or so, a steady, almost heavy drizzle, I would say, and it you know, I'm not seeing any puddling right now, so it seems to be draining well. I've been told that the field does drain well, except if there's a deluge, it will begin to puddle up. It may take a while to drain. We've been looking at radar. It looks like we may avoid the worst of this. It will stay wet most of the evening, but it maybe won't get too much worse than it is now, which is, like I said, a heavy drizzle. But, you know, there's no doubt Haven has their work cut out for them. I think the first and foremost is they're going to play a complete football game. I mean, in the beginning of the season, they lost a couple of games because they played very well for two quarters and just couldn't seem to keep it going. That seemed to have stopped. The other thing I think that they're going to have to find a way to do is catch the football. They have had some terrific passing, but just can't seem to find the handle on the ball when it comes down. Jake Fisher has just thrown some simply remarkable passes that have dropped right where they needed to do, and again, like I said, we couldn't find the handle. So hopefully tonight that'll be, of course, with a wet environment, that may be even tougher than ever. And I think Academy Park's going to turn around and say, look, you know, we believe we can run against these guys. They have the ability to pass. Whether they want to in this kind of weather is going to be another story, but I know, Brian, you think this could be a score fest here, and that would be fun, particularly if we're on the right end of it.
Well, Strathaven, again, defensively, frankly, was gashed in the middle of that four-game losing streak. Saw some vulnerability with on the ground, Upper Darby, Ridley come to mind, where they just turned around, handed it off over and over and over again. And the Panthers, especially in the second half of those games, wore down and just could not get off the field on second, on third down.
Right.
And, again, we saw multiple drives, 70, 80-plus yards, where the Panthers just simply could not stop a solid run game. And Academy Park has that tonight. They have a dual-threat quarterback.
Absolutely.
Skylar Phillips has run for over, passed for over 1,100 yards and run for 700-plus more. He is an all-purpose threat. He can sling it. He can run it. He has speed, and he has speed to burn on the outside with a four-wide receiver set and a handful of running backs. And honestly, some of those slot backs, they'll take jet sweep handoffs as well. So a number of weapons for Academy Park. At the same time, Academy Park has not seen a wing T offense this year. They gave up 500-plus yards just a week ago to Penwood. And, Jason Voszewski's trying to tighten up some things on the defensive side of the ball for the Knights. But it was a tough way to go for Academy Park just 7 days ago. So the Panthers are hoping to play ball control. They are hoping to take care of the football. And if 4 and 5 yards at a time does it, and they control the clock and keep that Academy Park offense on the sideline, then that could be it.
That'll be a key. I think at the end of the game we're going to be able to say, the team with the most mistakes, free situations probably is the one that's going to go home with the win. I think we're going to see a lot of fourth down tries. I think they're going to be willing, particularly in this weather, not to punt the ball so much and go for those first downs, particularly if they've got two and a half yards, I think, for the first down. They're going to be willing to try it. So, I think a lot's going to be the amount of discipline each team shows and how they're able to stick to their game plan and how well things work, and then what kind of adjustments, obviously, the coaches are going to make at halftime.
Certainly, and you can hear on the far sideline, perhaps the Strathaven Marching Band has made it tonight. It looks like they are, I wouldn't say maybe in full force, but it's a good number considering the rain. Cheerleaders are here. Panthers are over in the end zone to our left. They are in their white jerseys tonight, black pants, silver helmets, and black numerals on the front and back. And the Academy Park Knights, the host team, is just making their way to the opposite end zone right now. Royal blue pants, black jerseys with blue numbers and white trim with the black helmets as well. Knights looking sharp as the 4 seed. And, again, a win last week over Penwood would have vaulted them to the 1 seed. But, again, came up just a little short. But at 8-2, they've lost to a very good Penwood team, clearly. They lost to a 2-time defending state champion in West Virginia, Martinsville, earlier in the year. But aside from that, it's been a very impressive season once again for Academy Park. So as we mentioned earlier, three district titles in the last 6 years. So.
I was going to say, and that kind of experience is a big benefit to a high school team. You've got a lot of kids here that have made it this far before and have come into the excitement of district playoffs. And that has some real value to it in high school athletes. Haven comes off of a playoff appearance last year where they won their first game and lost their second. That's going to be important, I think, as well. So they know they can win a game. They know they can play it tight and win it in the last minute. And I think that's what we're going to be seeing. We'll see how everybody plays out the game tonight. Here comes I was going to say North Penn
North
because
Penn
they're blue. Yeah, right.
North Penn hosting Ridley tonight. Well, sort of hosting. That game got moved due to weather. That got moved rather than playing at Crawford. They're up the road at Wissahickon tonight. A couple other scheduling changes tonight. Garnet Valley has been postponed. Garnet Valley postpones to tomorrow. They will host Pennsbury over in Glen Mills. But we will have score updates from all over District 1 and District 12 tonight. Thanks to our buddies at WNPV and Delco Times and everybody else on Twitter feeding us scores. In fact, a game that got moved to a 6 o'clock kickoff in consideration of the weather, Cheltenham 14, Westchester East 7. That's at the end of the first quarter already. But we will try to keep you posted on the brackets and elsewhere. The winner of this one tonight will move to the quarterfinals against the winner of Oxford, who is visiting we were just talking about this. Oxford and Westchester Ruston, rather.
Ruston.
The 5-12 game will get the winner of this 4 versus 13 game. But several other Delaware County teams in action tonight. We will try to keep you posted on a whole bunch of that as we progress through the broadcast. But in the meantime, captains are meeting at midfield for the Knights. Shamar Simpson, Skylar Phillips, Barry Brown, and Brian Erskine. And actually some different numbers than what we were given earlier. So we'll pick that out as we go here. Number 23 is Brian Daniels, is an inside linebacker. Number 25, Tyree Estes. Number 20 is in the lineup tonight, Darren Gibley. And looks like number 90 out there as well, or 80, sorry, Kasim Adams. For the Panthers, Ethan Belleville, Jake Fisher, and Ryan Krause meeting at midfield, waiting the results of the coin toss. And again, thanks to everybody here at Academy Park for getting us set up in the booth. We've got lots of company tonight, coaches from both squads, the video crews from both squads, and, of course, the officials taking care of the timekeeping and the PA system. Strathaven will receive the opening kickoff and move left to right in front of us when we come back. But in the meantime, we'll be back for in 60 seconds for the tail end of the national anthem and the opening kickoff, opening round of District 1 playoffs right here at Academy Park High School. Glad we're bringing it to you, either live or on the archive, right here on havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
That's the Strathaven marching unit making the trip tonight. Glad to see them back after a one-week hiatus. And, again, not the greatest weather in the world to be blowing a horn, but fantastic job with the Star-Spangled Banner as always. So, Strathaven, as we said, looking to control the ball tonight, and they'll get their first crack at it in just a moment. Ebo Pio stands deep to return, flanked by Arion Ford and Ethan Belleville. We'll hear from Pete Fulginetti and Andrew Kaufman at halftime tonight, so thanks in advance for the stats and the spotting. And Mike Mayer will be awfully busy here with the stats and engineering and everything else. But a lot of conversations going around all around us. And
we'll we're up here with everybody, so we apologize now if you hear some screaming and yelling. That's the coaches as they assist their teams on the field.
We've been known to scream and yell, too.
That's right? True.
For hopefully a lot of fun for the Panthers tonight.
Who's kicking?
All right, Academy Park, ready to kick it away. All right, rosters in front of us, players in front of us. Opening kickoff, ready to go, and teeing it up is Shamar Simpson, number 99. All right. Pio awaits at his 10-yard line. Belleville to his left, Arion Ford to the right, and we are underway. High end-over-end kick. It's going to come down to Ebo Pio. Backs up to his 8-yard line and looks for running room. Straight up the middle he comes. He has some move. Ball comes out, and the Panthers on it. Wow, scramble for it. Pio fell on it or had it stripped, but a heads-up play there by Luke Healy to save the Panthers' bacon. They'll set up first and 10 at about the 28-yard line. Panther offense includes Jake Fisher at quarterback. Zach Hussein is your fullback, the leading rusher in Delaware County. Pio and Belleville are your halfbacks. Evan Blake, your tight end. Arion Ford, tight end and split end as well. Center is Mike Golay. Sam Burke and Chris Tagliaterra, the guards. Matt Dowdy and Ryan Krause are the tackles.
They moved
Jack Henry as well.
How do they move the ball?
To about the 26. Okay, so moving left to right. Injury on the play to number 8, Utense Nanke, who is starting defensive tackle for Academy Park. So hopefully he's going to bounce back and is okay, but we'll keep an eye on him. All right, Panthers in a steady rain. Start with two tight ends. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Belleville in the backfield alongside of Hussein, and on first down it's Hussein. Straight up the middle and not much doing that time. Met in the middle of the defense by number 32 on the tackle, Malik Patterson. Patterson in the middle. Got Prince Wilson, Utense Nanke at nose guard, although Nanke is out of the game at the moment. Defensive tackle includes Tyree Estes, Elijah Berryman is your other defensive end. Erskine McBurrows and 32 Patterson on the stop. Dogan, Coles, Covert, and Johnson round out the Academy Park secondary on second down and about eight. It is Belleville off the left side. Not much doing, and good speed there in the backfield to wrap him up for a loss. Not much blocking up front that time and just too much defense. You're looking at third and 13 as Ethan Belleville loses four. So not much push up front here for the Panthers. And again, not as much size for the Academy Park defense, but there is some quickness here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They're getting firing off the ball. Haven's going to figure out a way to anticipate where they're going to have to go to make the blocks.
Opening drive of the game. Panthers now third and 13 from their 25. From the left hash, they split Arion Ford to the right. Wing to the right is Ethan Belleville. Under center is Fisher. On third and 13, back to pass for the first time. Looking, has time. Wide open on the wheel route as Belleville makes a catch. And up the near sideline, Ethan Belleville. He's at the 30, 20. Banged out of bounds with the Panthers in business. See where they spot it. All the way inside the Academy Park 20 at the 18-yard line. That is Fisher to Belleville, wide open on the wheel. And the Panthers get a big play on third and 13.
That was a big play, and he was about as wide open as if you're playing sandlot ball. I mean, there just was nobody around him, and it was a nice pass, particularly in this weather where we're continuing to see a pretty heavy drizzle.
57 yards later, the Panthers set up at the right hash mark, first and 10 at the 18-yard line. This is a shift now. Belleville wing right, Pio wing left, and it's Hussein off left side. He's going to push his way forward at the maybe 15, 14-yard line. So second down and five as Hussein picks it up from here. All right. So here we go. Fisher brings in the play. Number 13 in on the tackle last time. That was Elijah Berryman with help from Brian Erskine. Erskine, the linebacker, just a sophomore, 5'10", 165-pounder. So, the Panthers have a little bit of a size advantage up front. Just going to have to deal with the quickness of the linebackers. Two tight end set. On second and five, from the 13, it's Hussein. Quick hitter on the trap. He bounces through one tackle. Second tackle, carrying people into the end zone for the touchdown. Zach Hussein, 13 yards later, and the Panthers on the board quickly.
Wow, that was quite a play.
Just a good, quick-hitting trap. Trap off the left guard there. Nice job there by Chris Tagliaterra to get the initial hole, and then Hussein dragging people the rest of the way, and the leading rusher in Delaware County with a good start. Emmett Young on to attempt the extra point on a wet field. So long snapping will be interesting. A hold, the kick, the whole bit tonight could be an adventure. 9:39 to play in the opening quarter. Ball is spotted, and it is no good. Too much room right up the middle for the guy crashing through, and it is partially blocked. So Panthers on the board first. We'll take a short timeout. Be back in 30 seconds. Stick with us. Glad you're listening live or on the archive on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
9:39 to play here in the opening quarter. Strathaven on the board first. They take the opening drive, 77 yards, the last 13 of it on the legs of Zach Hussein. His 20th touchdown of the season has given the Panthers a 6-0 lead after the extra point was blocked. All right, here we go. Emmett Young ready to kick it away. High, short kick's going to come down at about the 25-yard line. Goes through the legs, scramble for it. Panthers trying to wrap up here, and now they slip through one man. A lot of room up the middle, and now shaking tackles and running all the way out near midfield. They'll spot it at the 48-yard line. Nice work right there by number one, Ed Soloku, who will line up at wide receiver. But great field position here to start things for Academy Park, as had to go through his legs. Panthers got out of their lanes a little bit, and one slip tackle. It was almost trouble for the Panthers. All right, here we go. Skyler Phyllis at quarterback. Barry Brown will be your running back, but they'll give it to Devon Covert as well. See where they line up. All right, here we go. Bunch formation to the left, single wide receiver to the right. That's Barry Brown. They split him out to the right of the formation. Phyllis in the shotgun. Back to pass. He's going to keep it himself. Quarterback sweep to the left side. He's going to shed one tackle. Still on his feet down the near sideline. Arion Ford bangs him out of bounds, but not until he picks up an Academy Park first down at the Panther 36. So 16 yards there. So Panthers were...
Belleville seemed to... Was that Belleville almost had him in the backfield? And
looked like it. So we'll get the rest of the lineups here momentarily. Other receivers here, Rasheed Coles. He's split now to the right, Brown to the left. Marcus McBurrow's into the game as a halfback now. So we'll get him on the score sheet. He lines up on the left hip of Phyllis, and it is McBurrow's up the left side. He sheds one tackle and not getting loose from Corey Harris. In fact, they'll lose a yard here. Nice work by Harris. Slipping his block and stopping McBurrow's for a loss on the play. Brendan's up second down and 11. Corey Harris at one defensive end opposite Ethan Belleville. Sam Burke and Ryan Krause in the middle. Prochniak and John Wilson on the inside. Outside backers want Evan Blake and Jake Fisher. Arion Ford and Zane Mazur are your corners. We'll see Jais Davis as well. And the free safety is Ebo Pio. 8:50 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Second down and 10 for Academy Park. From the Haven 36. Two wide receivers to either side. McBurrow's on the left hip of Phyllis. He's in the gun. He gives it to McBurrow's, looking for room off the right side. Slips one tackle, but a good job by Belleville to swallow him up. Burke with first contact. Belleville to clean him up. Gain of just a yard on the play. Brings up third down and 9. So the Panthers have a lot to deal with on third and long, though. Phyllis can sling it. He can also run it. No huddle look here for Academy Park. Panthers trying to get off the field on third and long. Still could be four down territory.
Absolutely.
Rain getting a little heavier now. Steady. Two receivers to the left. Akil Blackman is in the slot. They move the slot man to the right. Just a little tighter the formation. That's number 18, Prince Wilson. Motion man. And they fake the jet and rolling back to pass Phyllis. Throws it in the air for the first time. Has a man out there on the far sideline making the catch and inbounds for a first down at the 21-yard line. Gain of 14. Was that 18 Wilson?
Yes, I think so.
All right. A lot of talent. They spread the ball around, and we're just going to add as many guys as we can to the score sheet here. But Skyler Phyllis with a 15-yard completion and no huddle look here for Academy Park. First and 10 from the Strathaven 21-yard line. Panthers defense on their heels a little bit. Leading 6-0. Clock stopped momentarily as Wilson was banged out of bounds. All right, Phyllis has the back over on his left hip, McBurrow's. He's going to keep it himself. Slips, but he keeps his feet and up the middle, and the Panthers doing a nice job. But Phyllis still on his feet, but good job by Prochniak to hang on for dear life, then got help from Pio and Ford. Second effort actually did not do Phyllis favors that time. They're going to lose a couple. Nice work there by Prochniak. Loss of, call it two on the play, three on the play, back to the 24.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he had gone down on first contact, it's probably a no game.
Yeah, but his instinct is to keep moving, and he's doing a heck of a job. The running backs, everybody who's running for Academy Park is just second, third, fourth efforts. In that case, it didn't pay off. But
Panthers will have to wrap up tonight. There's a couple of guys who have not gone down on first contact here. Two wide receivers either side. Phyllis takes a high snap, fires to the left. It is juggled and incomplete. Little hitch on the near side intended for Barry Brown. In and out of his hands, ball wobbling coming out, and understandably, the field getting and football getting a little bit wetter.
And you're never sure when a quarterback sets his feet, whether they really set or it slips just very slightly where we can't see it, but he's not getting the power behind the pass because his feet aren't well planted.
Cheltenham and Westchester East tied at 14. Phoenixville trails Upper Dublin 7-0. There's a rain delay up in Allentown, Nazareth, and Emmaus, but here we've got 3rd and 13 from the 24. Probably four down territory for Academy Park. Phyllis takes the snap. Look, quarterback draw up the middle, slips, and right into the arms of Ryan Krause. They're going to lose another yard there, and Phyllis, tough footing, honestly. You know, it looked like a pass, quarterback draw was the call, but just that first step gave him trouble. Neshaminy is on top, 6-0. Unionville 3, Springfield nothing at the end of the first quarter. That must have started a little earlier.
Boy, we got a 4th and 13 here. This
and
should be
here,
interesting.
Now back at the 25-yard line. Panthers trying to get off the field on 4th and 14, call it. Two wide receivers to the right. Ed Saloku, and Prince Wilson. Two to the left as well are Brown and Akeel Blackman. Back is Phyllis, looking, steps up in the pocket, fires deep down the seam. It is juggled and incomplete at the goal line. The Panthers dodge a bullet. Ball on the money. Brown could not squeeze it. Little wobble to that pass, but the Panthers avoid trouble.
Well, it was a good pass, and it looked fairly clean.
So, with that, Panthers are in business now, first and 10 at their 25-yard line. And we'll get the offense back on the field. Leading 6-0, 6-12 to play here in the opening quarter. Jake Fisher has the football, first and 10, halfway between the hash marks, right down the middle of the field. Split end to the left is Arion Ford. Tight end to the right is John Wilson. Wing to the left now is Ebo Pio. Fisher on first down, back to pass off the play fake. Looking, has another wheel. Pio is out there and is incomplete. Ball overthrown just a bit, and a nice look on first down. They wheel route wide open, but Pio needed about, 18 more inches of height. So a little too much room on air under that pass, and brings up second down and 10 now. So, boy, the flats, the wheels have been open after just a handful of plays here for the Panthers, so may look for that later on as well. Run it till they stop it, right? There we go. They shift. Tight end to the right is Wilson. Split end to the right is Ford. On second and 10, it's Hussein straight up the middle, plowing through 1, 2, 3 tackles, and Hussein's going to carry people for first down yardage all the way out near the 40-yard line. Give him 14 yards. Hussein, a man possessed in the early going here. 4 carries, 33 yards, and has taken the Academy Park defense for a ride. Wow. Tough, tough running here for the Panthers fullback. Over 1,300 yards coming in to lead Delaware County. 19 touchdowns, second in the county in scoring. And now the clock ticks. 5:43, 5:42 and clock moving. Tight end to the left is Wilson. To the right is Arion Ford. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Hard count from Fisher, and that worked. Gain of 5 on the penalty. Saw that in watching the tape of Academy Park and Interborough. Interborough ran that hard count several times, and several times got a good jump there. So, free 5 here, first flag of the game for either team, and it brings up first down and 5 for the Panthers at their own 45-yard line. They'll snap from the right hash. Fisher brings in the new play. Panthers started the game with a 77-yard scoring drive. If you're joining us late, scored at the 9:39 mark of this opening quarter. Here on first and 5, it's off left tackle. It's Hussein. Lots of running room and lost his footing on the cutback. Had some room off that left side, and just he's not the first or last player tonight who will slip and fall. The turf monster bit Skylar Phyllis a couple plays ago, and now it got Hussein. Gain of just 2. Brings up second down and 3. So, again, that 5-yard penalty for offsides, a tough one there for Academy Park. Clock ticks. 4:44 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Panthers go tight with 2 tight ends. Blitz look up the middle and off the left side. A lot of running room for Hussein. He is belted down, but not before he picks up the 45-yard line. Just man on man, everybody picked up the blitz that time. And 8 yards later, the Panthers have a fresh set of downs.
Well, they're looking really sharp. They are doing what they want to do. They just want to get as much yardage on the ground as they can. They're throwing some nice passes. They had that one for Pio. It just didn't happen.
Steady rain here. Clock ticks. 4:19 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. First and 10 for the Panthers from the 45. Ethan Belleville off the left side. He's going to plow his way for 4 more yards. Second down and 6. So good work there by Belleville.
Now it's really coming down.
It is just steady rain now, and you're right. Starting to see a little bit of puddling down near the 30-yard line to our right in one of the less grassy spots on the natural field here at Academy Park. Panthers kind of weather, I would think, here. Running the wing tee, second down and a long 6. Give off the right side. It is Hussein for maybe a yard. Panthers did not get a good block off the backside that time.
And that's tough to do. As this water comes down, it's tough to get your footing and power people off that line.
In on the stop that time for Academy Park, Malik Patterson, along with Devon Covert.
No doubt that it's four down territory here. We're at the 41.
Yep. Not a great night to kick the football
either.
No. So Emmett Young may not have the range tonight that he usually does. But here, third down and six. On the first count, they give it to Hussein, who's going to push for maybe another yard or so. It's going to be fourth and about five. So maybe just one more there. Eight carries, 50 yards and a score for the senior fullback here in the first quarter. Clock ticks, 2:49, 2:48 and counting. Tougher footing perhaps here for the Panthers, and now looking at like an eight-man front here. Eight men in the box for Academy Park. They will go for it on fourth and five. Academy Park defense trying to return the favor, stopping on fourth down. Motion man is Belleville, back to pass. They fire to the flat end, incomplete. Fisher pulled the string on that one. And incomplete it falls. Had Belleville open early in motion, but incomplete. And the Academy Park defense gets the stop with 2:28 to play here in the opening quarter. 6-0 Strathaven, and the defense back on the field.
Oh, but they possessed the ball for a while.
Yep.
You know, 4 minutes on the clock. They did what they wanted to do other than score. And that pass was just, I don't know whether the ball slipped out of his hand. That was not a typical Fisher pass. It really was just kind of a wounded duck.
All right, so Skylar Phyllis gets the offense back on the field, still in a steady rain. Two receivers to the left, one to the right, and one tight to the formation, slot right. Phyllis looking for some footing here on first and 10 from his own 40, play fake, rolling to his right, looking, fires, has a man in, just juggled and caught, and on his feet inside Strathaven territory, down to the 39-yard line, gain of 20 on the play, and you're going to end up with a flag back near the line of scrimmage. This may be coming backwards. So a gain of 20 momentarily to Prince Wilson, who made a terrific one-handed effort to juggle it and pull it in.
It was a great effort.
And you're going to get receiver. Ineligible man downfield against Academy Park. So this is, as far as I know, not a spot foul. I think this is from the line of scrimmage. They're going to march this one backwards. Yep. So it'll get a first down over, but tough break there, wiping out a 20-yard completion.
Plus a 10-yard penalty. That's an expensive little penalty.
Five on this one.
Oh, five. I'm sorry.
5-yard penalty brings up first down and 15 with 2:20 to play here in the opening quarter. A couple other score updates. Cheltenham has jumped on top of Westchester East now, 20-14. 14-0. Phoenixville trailing number 2 seed Upper Dublin. Neshaminy trailing or leading Haverford 7-0. Here on first and 15, inside give, inside zone rush to McAdams, and he is belted by John Wilson and John Prochniak. Prochniak and Wilson swallow him up after a gain of just one.
Who was that, number 9?
That was 4, I think.
Okay.
McAndrews, or McBurrows, rather. So second down and 14 now. Panthers have done well so far, taking care of that inside zone play, the handoff to the halfback.
Now you did it.
Yes, good point.
It's really coming down.
Years. Zion Bradley into the game now at halfback. Two receivers split to either side. On second and 14, Phyllis is going to keep it himself. Quarterback straight up the middle. Sheds one tackle, two tackles. Panthers trying to wrap up. And still on his feet. Look at Phyllis pushing the pile.
Oh, my goodness.
Still pushing a pile. Driving his way out near midfield. Talk about effort right there. 18 yards later, Phyllis with an Academy Park first down.
Amazing.
That's just fantastic effort. And the Panthers have to wrap up a little differently. I don't know, 5-6 white shirts had a crack at him.
Oh, my God. Well, and he dragged 8 people another 3 or 4 yards.
Mazur and Fisher credited with a tackle eventually. But they're going to switch out the football and put it down first and 10 for Academy Park at the Panther 46-yard line. Really starting to come down now is the rain. 107 and counting to play. Here we go. Two receivers to the right. One to the left, Phyllis. Inside give is to Bradley, and John Prochniak stands him up and slams him down. No gain on the play. Bradley belted down by John Prochniak, the junior linebacker. Zion Bradley's had some big games this year. 17 carries, 111, and a touchdown against Chester. Nothing doing on his first carry tonight. Rain really starting to come down now.
They may have to call this game for a little while.
I don't know about that. I don't know if this poor field is not going to hold up much longer through the rest of the weekend. But here we go. Panthers, defense trying to get off the field. Bunch look this time. Two receivers tight to either side of the formation. And here's a quarterback keeper. Phillips slips, but he's going to push his way for maybe a yard. Maybe two. It's going to bring up third down and a long seven. Phillips for 2 yards and a good job by Healy on the stop. And Skyler Phillips up to 14, 13, 29 yards and five.
And we got timeout.
Nope, that's the quarter. All right, yep. That was
timeout
it. So
anyway.
We're
going to
take a short timeout with them. End of the first quarter already. Strathaven 6, Academy Park nothing. The rain, we're just kind of mesmerized here watching what's going on in front of us. Going to be an interesting finish tonight. But we still have three quarters of football action. Stick with us on havenfootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. Second quarter action. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net. Pete Fulgenetti and Andrew Kaufman join us for the stats, spotting, and halftime chatter. Third down and eight. Probably four down territory here for Academy Park. From the Haven 44-yard line, moving left to right now on this first play of the second quarter. High shotgun snap. Phillips looking, eyes downfield, fires, and it is incomplete. Good job by Belleville pressuring Phillips to throw it, and it is not easy throwing that football tonight.
No, it is not. What was it, number 16?
Looking for Alfonso Hayes on the drag route, and now looks like punt formation coming on. So Phillips will stay on. So, well, we'll see. All right, here we go. Punt formation here for Academy Park. Standing deep for the snap is Elijah Berryman. Fisher and Pio await down near their 15-yard line. Academy Park short a player or two, and they may need to... Oh, okay, they've got their 11 now. All right, here we go. After the incompletion, clock has stopped. 11:54 to play before halftime. Good long snap, and Berryman steps into it. Good kick into the rain. High spiral is going to go away from Fisher and roll into the end zone. Good fortunate bounce there for Strathaven. 44 on the punt, no return into the end zone for the touchback, and the Panthers will start first and 10 at their own 20-yard line here in the early part of this second quarter. Desmond Johnson with a touchdown run for Penwood. Penwood on top 16-0 on Kennett in the early going. Innerboro. Tied 7-7 with Upper Marion. Marple Newtown 6, Radnor nothing in the late in the first quarter. So that could be interesting too. All right.
You got a Ridley score there?
Not yet.
Okay.
But Marple scored first. They're up 6-0. Oh, end of the first quarter. Ridley and North Penn scoreless.
Ooh.
Delaware County showing up so far in games outside the conference. Here we go. First and 10 from the 20. Back to passes. Fisher rolling, looking. Eyes downfield. He's going to tuck it and keep it himself. He puts his hand down, keeps his footing, bounces off a tackle. Fisher with lots of room, still on his feet. They're stripping at the ball, but Fisher is going to carry his tacklers out to the 40-yard line. And a gain of 20 on the quarterback bootleg, Fisher. Well, that's one way to pick it up. Some room
Boy,
on the edges.
I tell you, the slipperiness and the inability to drag somebody down is obviously occurring on both teams.
All right. Now the Panthers are going to snap from their own 40 from the right hash. I'm going to tell you where the left halfback is standing. Is where he lines up is going to be right on the edge of a big mud pit.
Yeah, on the other hand, rain has slowed down substantially. Still drizzling, but...
Two tight ends. Wilson to the right, Ford to the left. Quick hitter to the right side. This is Ebo Pio straight ahead. Pio with speed into the secondary. Sheds a tackle. 40, 35, cuts inside. Ebo Pio still on his feet. And Pio will go the distance. 60 yards. The Panther Jr. into the end zone. Big, big play off the right side, and the Panthers with a two-score lead.
And I am not fast enough to get you a growl. Sorry.
Nobody fast enough to catch Pio after
That's
a couple
amazing.
Shed tackles. His first carry of the game goes 60 for the score, and now my guess is you're going for one. Okay, yeah, this is actually a relatively, well, drier spot on the field. All right, not drier. Less muddy spot on the field.
I'm surprised they're not going for two, but okay.
So Emmett Young on for the extra point, but what a job there by the right side of the line, and Ebo Pio shedding a couple arm tackles. Just got going straight ahead. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is long, and it is good.
Whoa.
Emmett Young sneaks it over the crossbar. Plenty long enough and just enough height, about 8 inches over the crossbar, but boy, oh boy, the Panthers strike big there. 60 yards later, Pio on top with the Panthers. We'll be back in just a moment. Stick with us and see what Academy Park can do to answer when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Well, he went 87 for a score against Pencrest, so this isn't his longest run of the year. But, boy, in a playoff game for your first touch of the night, Ebo Pio, not much to – you can't ask for much more than that. 60
right.
yards off the right side. The Panthers up 13-0, 11:01 to play here in the first half. And now Emmett Young on to kick it away again. See if they try a squib or a pooch kick here. Emmett steps into it. And a high, short end-over-end kick is going to come down at about the 22-yard line. Coming to this near sideline is number 10, Nasir Brown. Turns upfield, sheds one tackle, two tackles, and then the Panthers finally wrap him up. Good work by Prochniak and Mazur to stop him at the 41-yard line. So not great footing for tackling purposes, for cutback purposes, but Pio had one cut and then just good straight-ahead speed and power to get down the field on that last carry. Now, can Academy Park answer? Skylar Phillips moving left to right here with the Knights. 13-0 is your score. 10:52 to play before halftime, and Academy Park sends three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Prince Wilson to the far side of the field. Left of the formation. Phillips takes the shotgun snap, goes quarterback draw straight up the middle, has room straight ahead through one arm tackle, two arm tackles, and now it's a foot race up the near sideline. Phillips will answer down the near sideline. He goes and into the end zone. It took one play, and 60 yards later, Academy Park back within one score.
Mm-hmm.
Well blocked up front. A couple of arm tackles tried.
And I think the AP coaches saw that coming. I mean, they saw that he's done this a few times, and they saw that he was – they had some good blocking up the middle, and they just decided to take advantage of it.
All right. Now, looks like an extra point try coming. On to attempt it, number 99, Shamar Simpson. But how about that? On back-to-back snaps, 60-yard touchdowns for each team's trading them here. So 13-6, extra point pending. Brown to hold. Snap, spot, kick is away, and it is good. And you're going to get a roughing the kicker penalty. Boy, the Panthers came flying through there somehow. Great job by Simpson to get it away. And the kick is good, and now Academy Park will get to kick it from a whole lot closer. So from that, with that in mind, we'll keep it right here, Mike.
Okay.
You can I'll send a tweet out here if you can chat it up.
Okay, well, didn't think that Haven be able to hold Academy Park forever. That's going to be a play that they're going to have to really work on to stop that. Phyllis has tremendous running abilities. He's their leading rusher for Academy Park, one of the top 10 rushers in Delaware County. So he can run the ball, and if you're going to give him room to cut through the center of the line and have nobody to back up, they're going to do that all night long, and they're going to keep trying it because, there's very little risk to them and great rewards, as we saw in this last play. So Haven's going to have to definitely address that. In the meantime, the umpires are trying to figure out what's going on with where they're going to place the ball. And I assume the 45, so yeah, that's where they are.
So they're roughing the kicker penalty, or running into, I guess. They only gave it a five-yard penalty.
Yeah,
I thought that was nice for Strathair. Oh, no, they're going to move it to 15. Okay, I was going to say, yeah, that's a 15-yarder. You know, Simpson was...
That's the 45 on the other side.
Just clobbered after the extra point. So we'll see what the Panthers can do with this and what Simpson can do with this. I don't know if this he's got the leg to put it in the end zone for a touchback, or perhaps they go squib and see what happens. All right. Either way, 13-7 is your score. Simpson approaches and booms one. High end-over-end kick. It's going to go into the end zone for the touchback. And I'll correct my tweet. I still had 13-0 in there. Wishful thinking for the Panthers there.
Okay. And I'm moving along, too. The two of us are so busy doing stuff, we can't even talk.
All right, here we go. Panthers, first and 10 at their own 20 after the touchback, and see what they can put together here. Zach Hussein, 8 carries for 50 yards and a score. Ebo Pio, 1 carry for 60 yards and a score. So the Panthers have had a couple of big plays on offense. 57-yard wheel route to Ethan Belleville. So the guys they count on for big plays have all cashed in the first 14 minutes of action or so. Need a few... string a few together here on first and 10. Two tight end set. Quick snap, and it's Pio off the right side. He's going to cut it back, and not much room this time.
I would be surprised if he did well on that one.
Pio gets maybe two. Maybe two on his second try there. Nice work there by the defensive front on the left edge of that defense. And here, pretty steady rain starting to come down again. Second down and about 9. And it is absolutely puddling on the left hash there. At about right about where the Panthers would like to pick up a first down. Second and 9 from the 21. Belleville wing to the right. In motion is Belleville. Mustang sweep to this near side. And Belleville trying to get outside the puddle and outside the defense. And he's got some room. Kraus leading the way. And he's very near first down yardage. We'll see where they spot it. And here, got a little pile up on the near sideline. And it's going to be very close to a first down. Belleville gets up no worse for the wear.
Yep.
And we'll see where they... First down, okay. Belleville picks up 9 on the sweep. And the Panthers get to move the chains. All right. Okay.
Oh, man, I got some confusion.
All right, 9:54 to play here in the opening.
Well, if it's at the 30, it has to be a first down,
guys. That's right, yeah. They're putting it on the left hash here. Panthers off that. If they want to run off the right side now, they're going to deal with some puddling.
I remember I watched referees, and it was place ball, place the 20, the guy kicked to the 30, and they went for a measurement. I said, guys, if this is a first down, you're wrong. It's a first down.
Evan Blake, tight end to the right. Ford to the left. They move wing right with Belleville. And there's a miscommunication in the backfield, and Fisher's going to lose a bunch here. He turned to his right. Everybody else went to the left, and a blitz up the middle. Spells disaster there for the Panthers. Loss of 3 on the first down play. All right. So, A-gap blitz there for Academy Park. 9 minutes and counting to play here in the first half. Panthers leading 13-7. Academy Park was trailing 13-0, and then Skylar Phillips goes 60 yards in just one play to change momentum, perhaps. All right. Radnor 7, Marple Newtown 6 in the early going, or in the second quarter. Up in Radnor. Here on 2nd and 13. Fisher juggles the snap, turns, gives to Pio, who gets maybe the original line of scrimmage and not much else. Nothing doing that time, and that wet football starting to make a difference here. 14-0, Haverford trailing the Chamonix. So not a good start there for the Fords. 3rd and 14. Right here in front of us at the 26-yard line for the Panthers. And
yeah, lost one that last play.
Jake Fisher will be hard-pressed here to come up with 14 yards, I would think. Panthers have to do a better job taking care of the guys up front. Academy Park shows blitz again. Fisher, play fake, looks for a pop pass, nothing there, and Fisher's going to turn upfield. He's going to shake and bake and run through one man momentarily, still going to be well short of a first down. And Panthers will be...
Is there a flag?
No flag. All right. Yeah, Fisher took a shot well after the play. But he'll pick up about 6 yards, but 4th and 5. The Panthers will bring the punt team on for the first time tonight. So Ryan Krause on to kick it away. And now we've got a long, long snap in the rain. Standing deep to return for the Knights, Barry Brown at about his 35-yard line, joined there by Nasir Brown. And Ryan Krause awaits the snap from Belleville. Snap is a good one. They come after it. Krause gets it away. It's a high, good kick there from Krause. It's going to take a Strathaven roll down inside the 20-yard line. Zane Mazur picks it up on the 15. Terrific job by Ryan Krause to tilt the field right there.
Yep, nice punt.
40-yard punt, no return, and the Panther defense back on the field now with 7:28 to play here before halftime. Academy Park needed one play to score on their last try and see if the Panthers can answer a little differently up front.
Are they on their own 10?
No. Yeah, they're on their 10. I'm sorry. I called it the 15, so call it 45 on the punt for Krause. And the Panther defense trying to keep things pinned down here. Turnover would be interesting.
Yep.
But as the field goes, as we look out at it, this is probably the part of the field that's in the best shape. No mud down there to our left. Moving left to right here, Skylar Phyllis kicks his heels together and gets set for a shotgun snap. Two receivers to his right, one to his left. Takes the high snap, give inside, straight up the middle, inside zone, and Evan Blake and friends there to meet him after a gain of 4 yards. Trying to see who that was. Is that Wilson? Wilson on the carry?
10?
No, I'm sorry. Who's on the carry? 80?
I don't know. I can't tell.
All right. Didn't see who the carrier
neither
was.
Did it. I.
Might have been 10. It might have been Brown. But either way, second down and 5. Panthers playing a little softer in these last couple of snaps in the middle. Did a great job through the majority of the first quarter on that inside zone run. Here we go. Two receivers bunched to the right. One split far to the left. Snap, give inside again, inside zone again, and straight ahead they go. Ball came out, and the Panthers think they're on it, and they are on the football.
Who is that?
Is that Prochniak? No, Ebo Pio on top of it. Pio, I didn't see who stripped it, but the ball came out, and Ebo Pio on the 23-yard line has the Panthers in business with a 6-point lead and 6.5 minutes to play here in the
first
half.
My goodness, so you called the turnover, didn't you?
I did. Well, so once in a while.
Sometimes it works.
Broken clock theory. You know, it'd be nice to, for as many times as I've jinxed things here, it's nice to get one right.
What yard line are they?
They're at the 23.
23?
And the Panthers have two tight ends, one to the left and Ford to the right. Here we go. Give is to Belleville, and he's going to go nowhere this time. In fact, lose a yard. Nice work there by number 17, Brian Erskine, on the stop, and Academy Park is blitzing almost every snap at this point. Panthers are going to have to figure out a way to get outside of that or come up with a pop pass or something like it. They looked for it on that fourth down, and long play earlier, but it was well covered. Here, Belleville dropped for a yard loss, turns it to second down and 11 now at the 24. Four down territory for the Panthers, one would think. Fisher, under center. Wing to the left. They show blitz again in the A-gap. Hard count from Fisher. Turns. Gives off the right side. This is Hussein. Lots of room off that right side. Straight ahead. Zach plowing his way forward. He's near first down yardage. We'll see where they spot it. I think he's going to be third and less than a yard. Hussein off that right tackle. That's one way to get out of trouble up the middle.
What did we got for yard line there?
I think they're going to put it down. Let's see where they spot it. There's going to be third and 3.
So 14?
All right, yep, 14-yard line. Not a super generous spot here. Third down and call it almost 3. Here, there we go, snapping right up off the left guard. Quarterback dive here for Fisher, and now you're going to get a flag. Oh. All right, well, this could be a holding call. We'll see. This could be real trouble for the Panthers. So Fisher picked up the first down with ease on the quarterback dive, and if they call a holding penalty, this would be interesting. Oh, face mask. Okay,
ooh.
Face mask against the defense. So that's a quite a turn of emotions here in the booth. So couldn't believe. All right, so here we go. All right, So they'll move it, give Fisher five on the carry, and then you're going to tack on, could be half the distance here. We'll see where they put this down. Give him four on the carry. He has four carries for 27 yards on the ground so far. The five-yard face mask is going to put it down inside the five-yard line. Panthers will have first and goal to go from the four. Four cracks at it here with 5:05 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. They lead by six and are looking for more. T formation, two tight ends. And it looks like Academy Park jumped. I think you got...
No, illegal procedure. Yep.
Panthers going to go backwards here. Goodness gracious, false start. Well, it's milking the clock, if nothing else, but you don't want to back this up to the nine now. No. And that's exactly what happened.
I was going to say, that's where they're going.
All right, so another penalty here. A little bit of sloppiness from the Panthers.
Well, again,
right there.
You know, you go set up as a lineman, and your feet slip, you move, you adjust, you have to,
good
know,
point.
You're not, it's a mess. Playing on a wet field is no fun. I mean, it's fun, but it's, you know, for execution, it's not great.
Ridley and North Penn tied at seven midway through the second quarter.
Boy, they're doing better than I thought.
Here, 13-7. Panthers on top and looking for more. First and goal from the nine. It's Hussein off the right side. He's going to shed one tackle, two tackles, spin his way back near the original line of scrimmage. They're going to give him the four-yard line, so give him 5 yards. And the Panthers, three plays now to go get three more yards, four more yards, call it. Hussein, 10 carries, 65 yards and a score for the Panthers. Clock ticks, 4:05 and counting. To play here in the second quarter. Strathaven, the 13 seed, on top 13-7. Two tight end set. Wing to the right is Belleville. On second and goal. Hussein off the left side, and they blow it up the middle. No gain on the play. So Hussein, no shot on that one. A-gap blitz, and there was nobody there to help him. And he'll move it back.
Yard.
He'll lose half a yard and bring it to third and goal now from just inside the five. All right. So, I don't know. You go quarterback sneak, two more plays here?
I think your end sweeps are effective. Yeah. You know, if you can pitch everybody down, fake a handoff to Hussein and give it to Belleville or something, run around side.
Yep.
Even to keep it for Fisher.
How about a hard count here? Hard count might be interesting. Now they shift. Two tight ends. They go unbalanced to the right. Give off that right side is Hussein. He's going to shed the first tackle, lunge, and still be shy of the goal line. It'll be fourth and goal from the two.
Oh, boy, can you make this any more exciting? Thank you.
You'd be looking at a 19-yard field goal. Panthers instead will go for it and try to pick up a kill shot here and go up by two scores.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you, the momentum turn on this, if you don't make this, is brutal. Just particularly if Academy Park can turn around and find a way to score.
2:45, 2:44 and counting to play here before halftime. Panthers leading 13-7, fourth and goal to go from the two. They'll line up to go for it. Fisher turns. He's under center. On fourth and two, Hussein off the right side. He is into the end zone for the touchdown. Zach Hussein follows the right side of the line. What a job up front. Hussein with a clear path, and the Panthers back on top, two scores, 2:27 to play before halftime.
Oh, boy, that was terrific. Terrific
fourth
series.
And goal come up big. And now Emmett Young on for the extra point. And the Panther defense will need to do their part, hopefully with a 13-point lead here after this extra point.
Yeah, what do you think they're not going for two?
Ball juggles, picked up by Fisher. He's going to be in trouble. He's going to push past. It is caught by Prochniak, who dives, and he's going to be just shy of the goal line. Big play right there by number six on the tackle. Prochniak stopped by Rasheed Coles, so juggled snap. Fisher did well to try to make something happen, but Prochniak stopped just shy on the two-point conversion. So our score stays 19-7, 2:27 to play before halftime. Be back in just a moment. See if the Panther defense can hold down the fort on havenfootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. Rothmaninstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
2:27 to play before halftime. Strathaven 19, Academy Park 7 here in Sharon Hill. Rain still steady but somewhat lighter, and Emmett Young on to kick it away again. Steps into it. High, short, end-over-end kick. It's going to come down at about the 20-yard line. It is juggled momentarily. Picked up, still juggled, and it's still on the ground. Scramble for it, and a heads-up play there by the Academy Park up man to pounce on it.
Who recovered
Never
that?
Never really had a chance on it. Was that Phyllis? I didn't see. As soon as he turns around, we'll see him. It was five, or was Phyllis in there on the return team? Might have been six.
Six.
Could have been Rasheed Coles. Or Phyllis. It might have been Phyllis out there. So
okay,
right.
So they ended up at...
It was Phyllis on the recovery. Heads up play there from the Academy Park quarterback on the fumble recovery on the return team. All right, here we go. 2:21 to play. Academy Park here before halftime. Academy Park, two wide receivers to the right, one to the left, and they have a wing left now as well. Motion man is Wilson. They give it to him on the jet sweep. Looking for room off that left side, and he is stopped there in the backfield by John Prochniak. Forward progress gives him the line of scrimmage, and that's it. But Prince Wilson, number 18, stopped for no gain. All right, nice job there by Prochniak reading the jet sweep. And the Panthers, and Academy Park, rather, huddling up this time. 158, 157 and counting. They still have three timeouts in their pocket.
Is that a no gain?
Yep, no gain.
No gain.
Nice
sure
work
was.
There by Prochniak. And, the Panthers awfully close to pouncing on another fumble there on the kickoff.
Oh, yeah, that would have been something else, wouldn't it?
They go trips. Academy Park goes trips right. They'll snap from the left hash. One receiver to the far side. Halfback on the left hip of Phyllis, who takes the shotgun snap. He's going to keep it himself. Straight up the middle. He's going to carry his way for maybe 11 more yards on a first down. Nice push up front there. Evan Blake on the stop.
Well, it's a clever, you know, you put everybody out, so you really clear the center of the field, and that does exactly what you wanted to do.
Phyllis, 99 yards rushing on just 7 carries. 19-7 is your score. Strathaven leading, but trying to get the defense off the field. Clock ticking before halftime here. 122, 121 and counting before half. Phyllis in the gun. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Phyllis takes the shotgun snap, looking, steps up in the pocket, going to run. Turns upfield, and there's a flag on the play. This may be holding. Phyllis sheds a tackle near the sideline, still on his feet, and carries his way just shy of a first down, but we will check the flag. Belleville and Krause confident that this is going to be a holding call, and I think you're going to turn this into first and about 21. We'll wait for the official's signal. Holding is indeed the call. So good coverage. You know, Phyllis was looking to get rid of that ball pretty quickly. Good coverage on the near sideline.
Yeah,
had to tuck it and run. But now Academy Park going the wrong direction here. 104 to play before half, and they're looking at first and forever.
25, yeah.
Back to their own 25-yard line. Panthers just cannot afford to give up a big play. Academy Park will get the football to start the second half.
Yep.
So the silver and black trying to get a stop here.
And the rain is reduced to basically a fine drizzle, so let's hope it stays that way. We'll check the radar during halftime and take a look what's going on.
Clock ticks inside of a minute now as they break the huddle with three wide receivers to the left. One to the right. Phyllis kicking the mud off his cleats. Has a halfback on his right hip. On first down and 21. From the 25, low snap. He picks it up and straight up the middle he goes. Phyllis spins his way forward for a couple, but good job hanging on for dear life. And the Panthers know they're going to have to hang on. That's Evan Blake. Excited about the stop. Gain of about 7, but the clock melts. 28, 27, 26 seconds. Jason Voszewski and the Knights seem to be in no hurry here to stop the clock.
It's the second and 14 now.
Yep.
So, yeah, they obviously seem to be content. They're not going to do anything silly. I would think they'd throw, but.
12 seconds, 11 seconds,
ooh, they
10
not,
seconds.
They're
going to
give
they're
it up.
They're going to call timeout
oh,
for one play.
Out.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yep.
Interesting.
All right. So, 8 seconds to play before halftime. The Panther defense gets to talk it over with defensive coordinator Eric Hollingsworth on the far sideline. We'll keep it right here and try to keep you updated on some scores. But, right here, it's 19-7, a fantastic first half, all things considered, for the Panthers. Coatesville 28, CB East 3. Pottstown leading their playoff game at the 4A level, 14-7. We'll keep you posted there. Quakertown 14, Perk Valley 7. Neshaminy's blanking Haverford right now, 21-0. So Heartbreak Ridge could indeed be heartbreak for the Fords unless we get a big turnaround there. Late in the first half, Ridley and North Penn still tied at 7. So we'll keep you posted.
That's an amazing game.
Halftime.
You know, one versus a 16 seed. And
the 6 seed in 5A, Springfield, trails Unionville at half, 3-0. So a field goal's been it. All right, here we go. Panthers, going to look at a prevent defense here. Could be the final play of the first half. We'll see. They spread the field on 2nd and 13. It's Phyllis going to take a shotgun snap. He's going to step up, and Evan Blake there to meet him. Clock will tick. 1 second and down to 0. Nice work there by Blake holding the edge. 5 on the carry for Phyllis. He's up to 111 yards on just 9 carries, but he would like a different kind of a number right now as Academy Park, the 4 seed, trailing by 2 scores. 19-7 on their home field right now. Strathaven with a fantastic first half. All things considered, we'll take a short time out. Be back thanks to our sponsors and Mike Mayer and Andrew Kaufman and Pete Fulginetti will be chatting up, well, plenty to talk about in first half as Strathaven for the second year in a row trying to get out of that first round as a lower seed. So we'll see, and we'll keep you posted on how every other seed is doing in the District 1 and District 12 playoffs when we come back. Stick with us. Be back in just a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Caldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. Nobody in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by
Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again.
And welcome back at Academy Park, where it's halftime between Strathaven and Academy Park, and it's Strathaven leading 19 to Academy Park 7. And, Pete, it's been a heck of a game in the pouring rain. We got puddled fields. We got all sorts of great stuff. And I forgot to turn on your mic.
Yeah, there we go. Now you can hear me. Yeah, this has been some game. I mean, the Panthers have really, really come out, really, really aggressive and Hussein's been running the ball hard. P.O. had that really long run. And I think the conditions here now, the way the field is and all, it's kind of slowed down Academy Park a little, both teams. But I think the way the game's being played, I think it favors our Panthers a little bit because we have Zach Hussein, who's a power runner, and I don't think the conditions affect him quite as much. But it's been a great game. I mean, they played, considering the conditions, it's pretty good. Pretty good. A couple of fumbles here and there, but I'm very surprised and very, very pleased with the 19-7 lead.
Well, it's interesting. We've got our field goal kicker is out at. He came in from the halftime. He's out there trying to see what kind of footing he can get in the field.
Well, this is a good thing because he's obviously doesn't need halftime in there to go over plays. His only job is to kick that ball
right to
the uprights.
Well, just I'm impressed that Emmett Young is trying without anybody else, so he's kicking the balls and running after him. I hope he doesn't exhaust himself. But, of course, Emmett's just coming off of a District 1 win for the soccer team.
Yeah,
so
I'm
first
sure
time that Haven's been in districts in
I'm
quite
sure
a while.
I'm sure he's in better shape than we are.
Well, yeah, I would have already needed a bicycle or a stretcher by now just to run back and forth to get the football. He's obviously checking to see because this game can certainly – 19-7 is, you know, a bigger score and a bigger lead. And I think the interesting thing now – you know, before I start talking again, Andrew, why don't you pipe in and give your observations, and I'll make my –
Well, I mean, the Strathaven offense has been pretty solid here in the first half. They've moved the ball pretty well, and they have the three touchdowns this half, and that's to their credit. They've been able to move the ball on a sloppy field and took advantage of the turnover from Academy Park late there in the half and took that in for a touchdown.
Yeah, and let me just say, on that first score, Belleville was open here on the side, ran about 40 more yards. There are receivers open. Now, I don't know what the conditions permit it, but if you want to throw the ball against this Academy Park team, you can do it.
All right, well, we'll get the word. Send that note down to Clancy for me, will you?
I'm writing it now.
That's there you
I'm
go.
I'm writing it now.
We're tweeting him right now. No, my concern, of course, is based on our play of during the year, is, you know, we've been in a situation like this similar and then could not come up and really play a good second half. I think we're beyond that now. I mean, it's possible,
you know,
Academy Park come out and blow us away.
Let me say why I don't think that'll happen. Because when we got blown out in second half, so it was on a dry field, and we just ran out of gas. A field like this, where everybody slowed up, kind of evens the sides a little, and gives you the ability to control the ball without being, you know, beaten on deep plays or power sweeps, because there's just not enough dryness for the running back. So, that might not affect the second half tonight.
Well, the amazing thing seems to be it's really impacting the tackling. You would think where running backs would go down quickly. Both Academy Park and Haven have just – their running backs have done remarkable things. Phyllis, for their quarterback number five, who is a top running back – he's the quarterback, but he's one of the top rushers in Delaware County and certainly the best rusher for Academy Park. He just runs and five, six,
think,
seven, eight people get on him.
I think in the second half right now, the Academy Park's in the locker room, and I think you're going to see some of those keepers by the quarterback. If he's your best runner, it don't matter what position he is. In these conditions, let him have the ball, pick his hole, and take off. And I think you're going to see a lot of that in the second half. If they don't control that, they could still lose this game. They're only up 19-7. So.
Oh, yeah, this is a doable game, no doubt about it.
Definitely.
No doubt about it. Now, of course.
And the Academy Park will get the second half kickoff.
Right, right. And now it's going to be interesting because, you know, time is such a factor in high school football with 12-minute quarters. It is conceivable that if they keep the ball for a good 5 or 7 minutes and walk away with no or a field goal. I don't know if they have a field goal kicker. But, you know, just walk away with no points. That could really turn the tide here because if Haven turns around and keeps it themselves, and, of course, they're writing scripts here, that would really not bode well for Academy Park. On the other hand, a quick hit, touchdown, it would make this a 19-14 game. Boy, that's almost tied up as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Too many things can happen. If we can hold them here, you know, this is all, you know, sweet thinking, but if we can hold them here and then go in and score ourselves and make it 26-7, I think that might be enough to win this game under these conditions.
Andrew,
I'd say the same, that if Haven can get a stop here on the first drive coming out of halftime, get the ball back and take it in for six, it's pretty close to a sure thing, I'd say. I look back at the Marple game and the Harrington game. Well, not so much the Harrington game because they were up big and they were playing the JV for a good bit of the second half. But looking at the Marple game, they came out in the second half. That was a tight game for a while, and then Strathaven took over and took advantage of the mistakes that Marple made, and they were able to salt that one away late in the game.
Right. It seems to me that watching Academy Park play, they have great defensive quickness, and then suddenly, I don't know whether it's because of a particular defensive play that's called or they just get kind of discombobulated, then suddenly Haven will find an opening or slide it outside, or I don't know whether they're overthinking it or what the story is, or maybe it's a fatigue factor. I don't know. Of course, You know, Cary Park's 8-2. That's a solid team. They are a number four seed out of all the 5A teams in District 1. So, you know, they're a substantial force to reckon with.
And you know what else, Mike? They may have come out here a little overconfident. They're saying, look, we're playing a 13 seed.
Yeah.
You know, this team's not going to be any challenge for us. We just, you know, played a tough game against, what was it, Penwood. And we lost, but these guys aren't in the same level. We're going to roll them. And I think they came out a little bit, I don't know, a little flat, and Haven took advantage of it.
Well, I would say that both teams are going to continue to do exactly what they're doing. I don't see any reason for either team to change it. I think Academy of Park needs a couple of breaks. They, of course, are down by more than a touchdown only because of their turnover that Strathaven took advantage of. They've been able to stop Strathaven and control them to some degree. Haven's been able to do the same with Academy Park. Academy Park had the big breakout for a touchdown. It's their only score. I think it's going to be potentially a wild second half. Both teams stay in it.
And I think if I'm Coach Clancy, I know you have a lead here, I would not be afraid to roll out the quarterback and try to get the ball in the air. There's receivers open on every play. I know it's tough conditions, but if you can just break one big play and get your three-score lead, this could be over.
Well, you know, Fisher's played this game long enough. I think it's certainly conceivable for Clancy to turn to him and say, look, safe passes. Anything, I'll take the 10-yard loss. Do not throw the ball away. Do not give it up. You know, you get a good, clean, you know, pass that's out there. Whether he catches or not, you can't control. You throw a good pass, just make sure it doesn't get intercepted. And I think you're seeing the opens that can happen. Now, whether Academy Park adjusts to that and closes that down a little bit, I don't know. It depends on what they're worried about.
But I think what he's going to do, there's nothing wrong with this either. He's going to run Zach Hussein, and he's going to run him off tackle, and he's going to try to control the ball, control the clock, and hopefully control the game.
Well, the coaching already has seemed to be very much aware of what Academy Park's doing and taking advantage of it. I think you've seen that in play calling. You know, run up the middle, then suddenly run up the right side and nobody's there and we get 10, 12 yards. So, you know, I think he's trying to play to what they think is coming next or what they're expecting, and so far he's been successful. Academy Park has had some successful running, but if it wasn't for that one breakout by the quarterback, which I think could happen, unfortunately, at any time, they would have nothing on the board. So.
And that's what I think the Academy Park's going to do in the second half. Yeah. That quarterback's going to become their main runner, which he probably already is, but you're going to see him try a lot of times to run wide, try to break open, and with his speed, and if you notice now, the rain has stopped, so the field's probably going to be
What's your radar show, by the way?
Radar show is very minor rain. The heavy rain's west of us, moving north.
Okay.
So we should be in light rain the rest of the game. Nothing real heavy.
All right, and real quick, Andrew, you want to add anything?
Not real. Like,
okay.
They've been able to stop Academy Park for the most part. They've keyed in on the quarterback. He's had a couple of pretty good runs, and it's just been you got to wrap up and you have to get your man to the ground.
A little better tackling, Andrew.
Haven
has got to wrap the runners up a little bit.
Well, they're going to have to go for their legs. I mean, this upper body tackling is just not going to work against some of these bigger kids, but, you know. All right, listen, real quick, because we only got 5 minutes. By the way, to our audience, it's quiet because when the started pouring in the second quarter, the band said, all right, we've had enough of this. We're going home, and they're gone. So I don't know if they were thinking about doing a halftime show, but they have left before the halftime.
Well, they have a lot
so.
Of expensive equipment.
So it's oh, no, I don't blame them for it. I mean, it's crazy to be out here in the pouring rain like that.
Yeah.
So in any event, you have any quick thoughts about the Eagles who won last week and have a bye this week?
Well, yeah, they have a bye, so they can't lose Sunday. We know that.
Well, that's a good prediction.
I'll give you a little. This guy they picked up, Golden Tate, you know, got his, you know, he, in the last 5 years, they have a YAC statistic. It's yards after catch.
Right.
He has over 1,500 yards in YAC, and the second best runner in the NFL, not just in the team, in the NFL, has 1,200. So he's a man, if you get on the ball, he won't maybe go 50 yards, but he'll get you 8 yards and get your first down. So look for him next Sunday night.
We'll hopefully be here to talk about it.
Hopefully next Friday we'll be at a location.
Okay, we got to go because we're running out of time.
Doing round
two. All right,
two.
This is it. We're coming back for the second half. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500
for all your insurance needs.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Caldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Joanna Slosky of Coldwell Banker Preferred Realty. Call her when you need to buy or sell your home. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Folginetti, Andrew Kaufman, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to Academy Park High School. We're at halftime. Strathaven 19, Academy Park 7. The underdog and lower-seeded Panthers taking care of the first 24 minutes in pretty good shape, but Academy Park not done yet. They can score in a hurry. We've seen it tonight. We've seen it all season.
Yep.
And Panthers still with a ways to go. But just trying to keep you posted on what's happening in other places around District 1. There have been some postponements, so we'll try to keep you posted on that. Garnet Valley is and Pensbury has been moved to tomorrow night. I've not seen any score updates from the winner of tonight's game. We'll move on to play the winner of Oxford and Westchester Ruston. I've not seen any score updates, so I don't know if they've decided to push that to tomorrow night as well, but we'll hope for a score for that one. But in other news, we'll try to keep you posted. We'll bounce back and forth between the 6A bracket and then closer to home here in the 5A. But in the 6A, undefeated Coachville, they are the 2 seed all over Central Bucks East right now, 35-3 at halftime. So
almost into Mercy.
Coachville almost into Mercy is right. Also staying in the 6A bracket, Downingtown East 19, Springford nothing. Neshaminy all over Haverford, 21-0 at halftime. The Fords need a big turnaround in the second half. Staying in the 6A bracket, Perk Valley trails Quakertown, 14-7. A little bit of a surprise there. Quakertown, who had trouble with Kennett a week ago, now on top of Perk Valley. That would be a surprise if that holds. One of my old baseball teammates, George Banas, playing or is coaching at Quakertown now.
Does he play? And that was the longest 20 years is.
That's a long time ago. I'm not saying it was recent, but George and I played with and against each other in high school. But North Penn, the 1 seed, taking on 16 seed Ridley, who squeaked into the playoffs last year, knocked off Haverford with the late field goal. 13-7 is your score. North Penn on top. North Penn will get the ball to start the second half. They lead 13-7. Ridley's touchdown on a 77-yard kick return, but the offense has yet to really get going for the Green Raiders. But still, hanging tough. The defense doing their part, giving North Penn the 1 seed at 10-0 a game so far. Staying in the 4A, I'm sorry, the 6A bracket. Upper Darby trails Downingtown West 21-13. So the Royals in a good one with Downingtown West at the moment. Now closer to home and closer to, you know, the interest in this game, the 5A bracket. Closer to home, Penwood 24, Kennett nothing at halftime. Okay. So Penwood, the DelVal champs, knocked off Academy Park a week ago, and they are shutting out Kennett, the 16 seed at the moment. The 3 seed, Radnor, having some trouble. Radnor 14, Marple Newtown 12. Radnor just scored just before halftime to take a lead, 14-12. Marple Newtown missed their conversions. Otherwise, they'd be tied.
And we just manhandled Marple Newtown. Wow.
So Radnor and Marple in a very tight game right now, 14-12. The 6 seed, Springfield, trailing the 11 seed Unionville 3-0 at half. So, again, some upsets in the making. 11 beat 6 last year when Strathaven knocked off
Shanahan. That's almost a 0-0 score.
Yep, but
that
is, again, Unionville's defense holding up well. Unionville with a 4-6 record, but a strength of schedule that pushed them ahead of Strathaven, obviously, at the 11. You know, doing well right there. Staying closer to home, Interborough back and forth. They're on the seesaw with Upper Marion. Upper Marion 22, Interborough 20 at the moment. So, again, that's a close one at halftime. And on the other side of the bracket, the 2 seed, Upper Dublin versus the 15 seed, Phoenixville. Upper Dublin 41, Phoenixville nothing at half. That'll
be
a running clock in the second half. And then also 7 versus 10, Cheltenham trailing the 10 seed, Westchester East 21-20. So a missed extra point is the difference in that one so far. In the 4A bracket, Pottstown leading Springfield Montco 14-7. And, of course, here in 5A, and we're still waiting to hear about Shanahan and Pottsgrove. Still waiting to hear Ruston and Oxford. We'll try to get you a score there. If they're playing, we'll try to get you a score because the winner of tonight's game will be either hosting or on the road at Ruston or Oxford. So lots still to be determined there. All right, that's the scores from elsewhere. Right here in front of us, teams making their way back onto the field. Academy Park getting back out of the locker room and stretched out to in the end zone to our right. They will receive the ball to start the second half, so still waiting for Strathaven to make their way back to a soggy, somewhat puddled field. And still a steady, but I would say significantly lighter rain than what we saw, I would say, mid to late first quarter. Second quarter, late second quarter, it started to calm down a little bit. And, again, it's not a great night to throw the ball. Jake Fisher completed his first pass of the night, 57-yard wheel route to Ethan Belleville, and then missed on his next two. Skylar Phyllis completed his first pass of the night, 15-yard out to Prince Wilson, then has missed on his next three. So it could come down to the ground game and what kind of defense each team can do
and who can
play.
And who can hold on to the ball.
Yeah, so turnover was a big one for after the Ryan Crowley, you know, there was a whole sequence of plays there. Strathaven punts on 4th and 5, and then has Ryan Crowley tilt the field. 45-yard punt, pins Academy Park down to the 15. 2 plays later, the ball's on the ground. Ebo Pio recovers at the 23. And 5 plays after that, the Panthers are in the end zone. So that's stretch this back to a 2-score game, 19-7. Extra points have been a challenge. The kicking game for Strathaven, both in the snap, hold, and kicking department. And, you know, 1-for-1 on extra points for Academy
Park. Well, and the one extra point was a throw. They went to line up the kick, and the pump, the snap got muffed. And then Fisher, of course, who holds, picked it up and saw, who is it, Belleville?
Brozniak.
Brozniak out and open and threw it to him. Brozniak caught it, but got tackled at the 1-yard line, so it failed. But that was a thriller.
Yeah, heads up play there on all parts, offense and defense, to make the play there. The other item of note here for Academy Park, Skylar Phyllis, 111 yards on 9 carries, the quarterback keeper. The rest of the running backs combined have 6 yards.
Wow.
So again, the Panthers have done a nice job stopping inside zone runs, with the exception of when Phyllis has kept it himself.
And but, boy, and out of those, how many yards?
111 yards for Phyllis, 6 for the backs.
I would bet 50 of them are all by himself dragging people along. I mean, he can be incredible. I've never, you know, Strathaven is not a small team. We're not monsters, but we're good-sized kids. And when you're dragging forward 6-7 guys who are at your ankles, at your chest, at your waist, that's an amazing thing to watch.
Phyllis with 14 touchdowns in the pass game, 13 more in the run game leading into tonight. And, of course, he scored on the 60-yard run
right
early in the second quarter. But
which is their only score.
Yep, and that's really been what's kept Academy Park in it. But, of course, they want the football and want to get things moving to start this third quarter. So the Panther defense will be on the field first, barring any turnovers, and see what Academy Park can do with the football, trailing two scores to the 13-seeded Panthers. But, you know, seeding to a great degree at this level, you know, can go out the window at times.
It's win-loss. And,
yeah.
And, you know, part of your win-loss obviously occurred early in the season. You've become a different team. You know, and then you got to play the game, and that's always the point. You know, if somebody's got a better scheme or seems to understand your offense better so they can defend it better, I mean, there's a lot of so many variables. But that's true in all sports. That's why we just don't sit down with a spreadsheet and say, okay, this guy wins, you lose, you know.
Yep.
Everybody's got to play. So.
So there are some lower seeds in the 5A playoffs so far tonight in good shape. Springfield trailing 3-0 to Unionville. And here, Strathaven on top, and Marple Newtown and Radnor in a battle 14-12. All right, Emmett Young tees it just inside the left hash mark. Academy Park will receive the kickoff and move right to left to start this third quarter on the, I would say, slightly more puddled end of the field. But Emmett has it teed and is ready to go. High, short end-over-end kick is going to take a hop at the 25-yard line and into the lap of Ed Soloku, who's got some running room and shedding tackles. He's on his feet across now. It's a foot race. Ford, can he catch him? 25-20, and Soloku will go the distance. 75 yards later, Academy Park right back in it. 13 seconds into the second half, and the Knights strike quickly.
Wow, that was exactly what didn't want to happen.
Panther offense will get back on the field momentarily, but how about Soloku going the distance, 19-13, extra point pending.
Just amazing.
Good, you know, the kickoff was as planned. Soloku did well to catch it in his belly and then just shed tackles and then did the rest of it on his own in a foot race. All right, so extra point pending. Shamar Simpson on to attempt it. 1-for-1 on the night. Brown will hold.
What's his number?
99.
It is 99.
Yep.
I can't see it from here.
All right. And I'm sorry. This is 80 onto the field to kick it. All right. Who is Kasim Adams. Ball spotted. Kick is low and no good. So 19-13 is your score. Panthers dodge a bullet right there. But speaking of a bullet, how about Ed Soloku going 75 yards to start second half? We'll be back in just a moment, see if the Panthers can answer, right here on havenfootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by havenfootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without havenfootball.net's consent is prohibited.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Well, 13 seconds into this second half, and Strathaven has given up their first return touchdown of the season. 75-yard run for Ed Soloku, and it's 19-13. Academy Park now cuts into the lead of the Panthers. So, big offensive possession coming up here for the Panthers. Three and out would be difficult. But you don't want to press either. So, rain a little steadier now. Adams, wobbler kick. It's going to field by Arion Ford. Ford's with room up the middle, and he's going to lower shoulder. Breaks the tackle, still on his feet, carrying the tackler and the football out to the 39-yard line. Good work by Ford. 24 on the return. Nice work there by Barry Brown on the stop for the Knights. But the Panthers with good field position, leading 19-13, 11:38 to play here in the third quarter. So, Mike has got a little, it's got a little hairier, didn't it?
Oh, well, we expected that to happen.
Expected to be closer. Yes, agreed. Yep.
Not, I didn't say expect on the tactic. Kickoff.
Motion man is Ethan Belleville. On first down, they blitz and they run to the outside on the fullback toss, looking for room is Hussein. Caught from behind, but he's going to break tackles. Still on his feet. shoved out of bounds, but not before he picks up 10 and a first down. Wow. Good work there by Hussein. And, again, good blocking off that left edge. So 10 for the, on the fullback toss. That's one way to avoid that A-gap blitz, huh?
No doubt about it.
Hussein, 14 carries, 79 yards, and two Panther scores so far. He's your fullback in the wing tee. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Two tight ends in front of Fisher. They show A-gap blitz again off the left side, and they, again, the blitz comes in to get him. Brian Erskine blitzing through that A-gap. And Belleville dropped for a loss of three. Second down and about 13. All right, so Belleville, five carries for just 5 yards. They've caught him in the backfield three times so far. And the Panther offense will try it again. Second and 13. Tight end to the right is Evan Blake. Arion Ford to the left. Fisher under center. A-gap blitz coming in. They pick it up this time, and the give is to Hussein, but nice work there. Third and 11 as Hussein gets just two. Academy Park just blitzing until the Panthers can burn it. All right, here we go. Third and 12, we'll call it. Panthers at their own 48-yard line. Clock ticks, 10:30, 10:29. You can feel the momentum shifting here. Academy Park with a big play on the first play of the half with a kick return score, and now trying to get the defense off the field. Fisher, hard count, blitz. They fire to the near sideline, complete to Ford, who juggles it and drops it. Incomplete. All right. Academy Park nearly jumped offside there with that blitz, but Fisher to Ford on the misfire here. Ford couldn't haul it in. They just throw a quick hitch out there trying to get him into space, but fourth and 11, Ryan Krause will punt it for the second time.
Yeah, if he'd caught it, I don't know if it would have meant a whole lot. But
all right, standing deep to return is number 18, Prince Wilson, and along with number 3, Barry Brown. Krause awaits the snap at his own 36-yard line. Belleville with a good snap. Krause steps into it, and it sends a high spiral, headed towards Prince Wilson, who's going to make the catch, slip a tackle, puts his hand down, and keeps his feet. He's across the 25. He's still on his feet, cuts back to his left. Flag on the play, I think, will back it up. You're going to end up with, I believe, a hold or an illegal use of the hands. So this will back this up from the end of the play, I believe. But all right, so but good work by Wilson. Panthers need to wrap up, huh? They've had a couple shots here.
Yeah, they're just not keeping their feet.
9-0 Unionville on top of Springfield. Downingtown West on top of Upper Darby, 28-13. Radnor 14 to Marple Newtown 12. Here you're going to get illegal block. They'll back up 10 yards from the spot of the foul, which will start Academy Park at their own 20-yard line. First and 10 from the right hash. 9:59 to play here in the third quarter. 19-13. Strathaven on top. And need the defense to step up big here. Phyllis in the shotgun. Trips to the left. Single receiver to the right. Phyllis takes the shotgun snap. Is going to give it inside, inside zone, and lots of running room this time. Here comes Brown. Bounces outside, and he's got a blocker in front. Up this near sideline, 50, 45, 40, and down the near sideline. And that is number 9, actually, not number 3. Nice work by Zion Bradley. And we'll see where they spot it. They're going to put it down at the Panther 35-yard line. 45 yards for Bradley on first down.
Wow. It's really starting to – momentum is definitely changing.
Arion Ford saved the touchdown there, knocking him out of bounds. But no huddle here for Academy Park. Receiver split end to the left is Ed Soloku. Three to the right. Bradley in the backfield alongside of Skyler Phyllis on first and 10 from the 35. Phyllis barks out the signals, takes the snap, looking, fires over the middle, is deflected, nearly picked off by Ethan Belleville right at the line of scrimmage. Got the hands up and nearly squeezed it right at the line. Second down and 10 upcoming. So probably four down territory again here, so the Panthers are going to need a couple of stops, more than a couple, after the first down incompletion.
Boy, if we could have had that turnover.
Well, Academy Park with some momentum, some energy on this near sideline and in the crowd below us. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Phyllis in the gun, halfback on his left hip, and Phil's going to quarterback draw straight up the middle. He's going to spin his way for about six, maybe seven by the time they unpile. Nice work by Pio and Ryan Krause on the stop. Brings up third down and three. Third down and three. As Phyllis goes for seven, maybe eight more. Again, probably four down territory here. 9:15 and counting to play here in the third. Academy Park trailing by six but driving. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. And Prince Wilson is a tight end to the left now. Phyllis takes the snap. Quarterback draw right up the middle. Grabbing him by the shirt tail is Belleville, who's going to sling him backwards. Forward progress gets in the line of scrimmage and nothing else. Nice work there by Belleville coming off the edge to stop Phyllis. Fourth and about two and a half.
Wow.
I think well,
that, and that was a predictable play.
Yeah. I think it's if I'm Academy Park, I'm going the same thing, zone read here. Either Phyllis or the halfback next to him. Into the game at halfback is Zion Bradley. Bradley on the left tip of Phyllis, who takes a snap, juggles it momentarily, scramble for it, and the Panthers are on it. Juggle the high snap, and on the football is John Prochniak. Prochniak pounces, and the Panther offense back in business.
Wow.
Second turnover of the night for the Knights. This one on a fourth and two. Not sure. You can't really predict it. If he catches the snap, maybe he gets it moving. But the Panthers look to be in good defensive position there momentarily. So they will start first and 10 at their own 31.
31, 26. Oh, yep, it is 31. Okay.
All right, 8:23 to play in the third. Panthers need a drive here. Got 10 on the first play of this of the second half, and then went three and out after that. Hussein is your fullback. Belleville now shifts to the other side, and they unbalance the line to the right. And they go to that left side, rather, and it's a lot of room here for Belleville, and now you're going to get a flag in the at the line of scrimmage. So gain of nine for Hussein, but this is coming back. Mm. I think you're going to get a hold against the Panthers back at the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
Indeed it is. So first, second and one turns into first and forever now, back at their 21-yard line. So costly penalty there for Strathaven after a really productive first down play. But, of course, maybe that was the hold could have very well
been
the
reason.
Yeah, could
have been the reason
he
got
the play.
The gain, right?
Halftime, Innerborough 26, Upper Marion 22. So back and forth they go there. Now the Panthers, as much as anything, down in distance, regardless, it's tilted the field. They're back near their own 21-yard line. First and 20, motion to Belleville. Give is to Hussein right up the middle, slipped on the first cut. He's only going to get a couple of those back. Second down and 18. And we'll see what they can come up with here. Hussein gets just, call it, maybe three. In on the stop, Hakeem Green, linebacker for Academy Park. Clock ticks, 7:30 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Fisher breaks the huddle. They'll snap from just inside the left hash. Panthers moving left to right in this third quarter. Two tight ends set. Ford to the right, Blake to the left. On second and 18. Give, and they go Mustang sweep to this near side, and Ebo Pio with some room, cuts it back, has some running, and now he's still on his feet, but this is going to come back as well. I think you're going to get another holding penalty against the Panthers and back this up near their 10-yard line. Holding penalty again, and that's a tough one because Pio probably sets you up with third and four.
Yep.
But right at the point where he cut it upfield, the Panthers are going to move it back 10 more yards from the 25. So, ouch.
Yep, ouch is right. This is
second
and
26.
These are not turnovers, but this is
turning the field in the wrong.
Yeah, we're going in the wrong direction here. Yeah, which what is he at?
All right, they're going to put it down at the 15.
Okay.
Second and 26. They need the 41-yard line to move the sticks.
He's got to throw it, but he's got to be real careful.
Yep. Clock ticks. We'll be inside of 7 minutes when they break the huddle here in the third quarter. Strathaven 19, Academy Park 13. Jake Fisher with a wing to the left, Ethan Belleville. Motion man is Belleville. They play fake. They go counter inside. Ivo Pio with room. Straight up the middle on the counter play. Pio hurdles one man, and he's out near first down yardage. They'll stop him at the 38. It's going to be third and about five. All right. Oh, tough spot there. I thought Pio landed out near the 40-yard line.
Yeah, well, he did, but I think he slid. Well, I don't know. He leaped.
Oh, that's a terrible spot. They're putting that at the 36-yard line. The ball was laying on the 40-yard line when he got up, and they're moving him back to the 36. So third
maybe
and five.
37.
So 21 for Pio on the counter up the middle. He has four carries for 82 yards and a score. Panthers now need to get something going here on third and five from their 36. Double tight ends. Hard count from Fisher off the left side, and Hussein's going to push the pile. He's going to be shy of the 40-yard line and shy of the first down by a couple. Fourth and three when we come up from the bottom of that pile. Fourth and three as you get Hussein for just 2 yards there. There we go. Will the Panthers try to keep it right here?
Yeah, I think.
They lead by six.
Fisher is going to bring in a play. Here we go.
Panthers could consider a hard count here.
Yeah, could consider a hard count. They call a timeout. Yeah.
5:22 and counting in the third. Fisher, two tight ends in front of him on fourth and three. Wing T behind him. Hard count. Mm. AP nearly jumps but stays put. Hard count again, and they give it to Hussein, who's into the secondary, and he's got some running room and a first down, carrying people across midfield and down to the 46-yard line. Unbelievable.
Actually,
hard count put them on their heels a little bit, and then Hussein shed a tackle at the line. They're going to put this down on the 46-yard line. 16 yards later. The Panthers have a fresh set of downs. Gutsy call on fourth and three.
Boy, certainly gave me an ulcer, I'll tell you that. I really thought they should have booted it away. But the clock is their friend, if they can, particularly if they can score
if
here.
Still got 46 yards to go for that. Yeah. But right now, first and 10, Panthers with four cracks at it. We're inside of 5 minutes to play in the third. They shift. Tight end to the right now is Evan Blake. Split end to the right is Arion Ford. Play fake. They go Mustang sweep to the left to Belleville, who's going to be slung down for a huge loss. Great job getting off his block over there.
Yep.
Is that 25 on the stop there? Tyree Estes. Great job there. He's going to stop Belleville back on the other side of midfield at the Panther 46-yard line. Loss of, call it seven. It's going to bring up second down and 17. All right. Belleville with negative yardage now on six carries, as Panthers have had trouble off that left side with the exception of one good run tonight.
I still would like to see a pass here. I'd like to see him rake this up with this blitzing stuff.
Second and 17, eight men in the box for Academy Park. All of them within a couple yards of the line of scrimmage. Gives to Hussein, who's tripped up immediately. Nice job there again. 17 on the blitz. That is Brian Erskine, who is just killing the Panthers with a blitz tonight. Erskine shot in there and turns it into just a yard for Hussein. 103 yards on 19 carries. Clock ticks. 3:30 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Panthers looking at third and 15. If they can get it close, it's four down territory. If nothing doing, you're looking at another punt formation. Blitz up the middle. Play fake. Fisher back looking. Firing to the outside. Has Belleville. It is juggled and intercepted. Still on his feet. Coming the other way is Danny Deegan. Deegan to the near sideline. He's shoved out of bounds by Ford. Ball just underthrown. And now you're going to end up with first and 10 for Academy Park after the interception. Belleville had a step, but just a little bit underthrown, and a good job by Deegan. That's a good catch going up high and hauling it in.
Yep.
So now the Panther defense trying to do their part. First and 10 for Academy Park at their own 45. 3:10 to play here before the end of the third quarter. 19-13, Strathaven on top, but Academy Park with another momentum swing a moment ago. First turnover of the night for the Panthers. Now has Academy Park with three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Phyllis in the gun. Takes the snap. Give is inside in a little inside zone. Bradley's going to shed one tackle, and then Wilson grabs him up. But not before he crosses midfield to the 48. Gain of 7 for Bradley. And 2nd and 3 upcoming. Panthers had a shot at him closer to the line of scrimmage, but good hard running and a good stiff arm by Bradley to pick up 7, call it 8 actually. All right. Clock ticks. 2:40 and counting to play here in the third. Panther defense trying to come up with a stop. Bunch formation to the right, split end to the left. Phyllis takes the gun. He's going to quarterback student body right. He's going to be near and now getting a first down is Phyllis. Picks up 5 and it'll bring up 1st and 10 at the Panther. Where are they going to unpile here? Panther 40. Where are they? Okay, 43 call it. All right. No yard markers on the natural field. So we're working off the far sideline cones. But no huddle offense here for Phyllis and the Knights. 3 wide receivers to the left, 1 to the right. After Phyllis just picked up 8, or call it 6 rather, he's up to 124 yards rushing and has a touchdown for the Knights. He's in the gun on 1st and 10, keeps it himself straight up the middle. Phyllis undercut there by Wilson. Then now you're going to get a flag. Maybe, I don't know if they're going to call a hold or late hit here. We'll see.
As long as it's not a face mask.
Yeah, you might get.
I think he called a face mask.
Well, we'll see. And it is a face mask, 5-yard face mask against Strathaven. So Phyllis, 4 yards on the dive. And now you're going to get the 5-yard penalty. He's going to turn this into 2nd and 1. So Panthers are going to need a big play here. The rain has all but stopped. The ball is wet. The field is wet. But certainly
the kids are wet because they're all muddy and crusty.
But certainly better opportunity for both offenses here. 1st down and about 2. Here we go. Back to pass Phyllis. Looking. Wants it deep down the middle at the seam and incomplete. Good coverage there by Zane Mazur. Pass down the middle intended for Prince Wilson. Mazur in coverage. Phyllis has missed on his last 5. Connected on his first throw of the game, but I like the play call. You take a shot, 1st and 2. Take your shot down the field there, and now probably coming back with a zone rush or quarterback keeper here. But either way, 2nd down and 2 for Academy Park with 1:39 to play here in the third. They trail by 6 and are looking to get this thing tied or go ahead. They'll snap from the Strathaven 35. 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. In the shotgun is Skyler Phyllis. The senior takes the snap, fakes inside, now has room off the left side, and he's going to shed 1 tackle, 2 tackles, stiff arm on the edge. A nice job by Fisher to hang on and make the stop, but it'll be certainly enough for the first down. He'll put it down at the Strathaven 30 or 29-yard line. So, gain of 5 more for Phyllis. He's up to 133 yards on 14 carries, 15 yards passing as well.
Well, this is the kind of, you know, run at him, run at him, run at him. I mean, other than the one pass, you know, the Havens had trouble in the past trying to stop this in third and fourth quarter football. So we'll see if they can find the strength, get a turnover, something.
All right. 2 receivers tight to the formation at either side. Low snap, and they go in the sweep and reverse from the far side. Ed Soloku with some speed at the edge. Flag coming, and Soloku down the far sideline, and he's going to be out of bounds inside the 10. But I think there's going to be a holding call that's going to bring this back. They go with the reverse,
which was extremely effective.
It worked, but the holding in the secondary.
Of course, we don't know that the holding might have given the breakout.
Yep.
So.
All right, so caught the Panthers off guard there, but holding is going to wipe out Soloku's carry that would have taken him down near the goal line.
Yep.
Soloku started the second half with a bang, 75-yard kick return touchdown. To start this second half, turned the tables a bit. But a 10-yard holding penalty here will turn this
35
back to the 35-yard line. All right. 1st and about 16 now. Okay. Panther defense taking advantage earlier of some Academy Park miscues, juggled snaps and so forth. Hopefully they can make a play right here if you're a Strathaven fan, but Academy Park sends two wide receivers now to the right. Tight end to the left. halfback alongside of Phyllis. And the ball snapped and scrambled. And what do we got here? Oh, they're going to blow it dead?
Yep.
False start. Okay. All right. False start. Academy Park catches a break there. That's balls on the ground. That could have been Panthers pouncing on it, but false start. Probably a good thing for the Knights right there. So five, back them up five more. It turns it into first and 21 now from the Panther 40. Clock ticks once they restart the ball. All right. Or not. I guess not. No, because the last actual play from ended up with Soloku running out of bounds. Here we go. 58 seconds to play here in the third. First at about 21. Two receivers bunched to either side. Phyllis, they go toss play to this left side, and on the cutback is Bradley. He's going to run smack into John Wilson, who slams him down just across the 40. I think they'll give him the 38. So call it a gain of two, but Wilson absolutely hammered him. So second down, maybe 19 or so. Nice job by the Panthers there, stopping Bradley, who's four carries for 55 yards. His first carry this second half went for 45. Now he's gone for 7 and for 2. Well, maybe 3. That was a generous spot as well. All right, so clock ticks, 22, 21 seconds and counting to play in the third. Academy Park, looks like they'll get at least one more snap here before the end of the third quarter. 19-13. Strathaven on top at Academy Park, trying to make a dent here. Two receivers to either side, one tight to the formation. And now motion is Barry Brown. High snap over everybody's head. Jailbreak. It's a back across midfield. Barry Brown does well to slide like a baseball player and scoop it up back at the 45-yard line. It's going to turn it into third and forever when we come back to start the fourth quarter. Panthers catch another break from an Academy Park miscue. We'll see what the final 12 minutes bring us when we come back on havenfootball.net. So glad you're joining us live or on the archive. Playoff action first round here in District 1. Be back in a moment on havenfootball.net.
Whether buying or selling a home, Joanna Slosky and the Alex Schwartz team of Caldwell Banker Preferred can achieve your goals. Why should you list your home with Joanna Slosky? Well, that's easy. Joanna is a top-producing agent who is highly responsive to her clients' needs and utilizes the latest marketing technologies to ensure your home is sold at its highest and best value in the least amount of time without a lot of hassle. Joanna has been a Wallingford resident for over 40 years. Call Joanna now for your free, no-obligation home value analysis at 215-858-5050.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on havenfootball.net.
Fourth quarter action, ready to resume here. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer with the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net. Pete Fulginetti joined by Andrew Kaufman with the stats and the spotting. All right, Academy Park moving left to right as we start this fourth quarter. They'll snap from their own 45-yard line. They need the Strathaven 19 for a first down.
Third and 36.
Third and 36 indeed. Can the Panthers come up with a stop? Phyllis in the shotgun with three receivers to his left. Draw play right up the middle, spinning away from one man is Bradley. Evan Blake says absolutely no more. Nice job by Blake. Drops him for a two-yard loss. Big play in the open field by Blake. And now you're at fourth and 37 or so, and the punt team comes on. Elijah Berryman on to kick it away. And that is a great open field stop.
Yep.
And the Panthers dodge a couple of bullets there. Academy Park's got to be kicking themselves. A couple of penalties, a couple of bad snaps, a false start. And the Panthers now trying to tilt the field. Fisher and Pio stand at their own 25. The rain has restarted. Elijah Berryman awaits the long snap at his own 25. Takes it, no pressure, steps into it. Good spiraling kick. It's going to take a hop towards Ebo Pio, who's going to field it cleanly. He's going to step through one tackle momentarily, and he picks up about six on the return. Good stop in the open field by Taim Jeffries. So the Panthers at their 26-yard line to start this fourth quarter. 11:05 to play here in the fourth. They lead by six. Clock, well, maybe it's their friend, maybe it isn't. They have the lead, but still a one-score game, 19-13. And the rain has restarted. Radnor 21, Marple Newtown 12. as we look elsewhere at the scoreboard. Coatesville 42, Cincy CB East 10. That's a running clock. Here, under center is Fisher. They show blitz. They give inside. It's Hussein into the secondary. He's going to bang his way out for about 7 yards and bring up second down, or maybe 8 yards, and brings up second down and two. All right.
And the rain's starting to come down even worse. We thought we were over that part of it, but apparently not.
Number 8, Utensi Nanke, who was injured on the first play of the game. Good to see him back out there for Academy Park at nose guard. Second down and two. This Pete Fulginetti in the background just said, this is Zach Hussein weather. Hussein with second and two. He has the carry off the left side again. Squirts his way, lowers the pad level, and he's got himself a first down as he picks up seven more. 41-yard line, 6 more yards for Hussein. He's up to 117 on the night. I will tell you before the game, Zach Hussein asks Dan Schaefer and I, has there ever been a 50-carry game? So he was ready to go, and I don't know that there's going to be enough clock left to do that, but this could be the recipe for the Panthers, at least until Academy Park shows otherwise. Rain coming down harder now. First and 10 at the 41. Two tight end set. Hussein's your fullback. He's got it off the left side. Cuts back to his right. He's going to push his way for 6, 7 more yards. Wow. Driving the pile. Hussein is going to bring up second down and 3. Give him 7, and the rain really coming down now. So much for your forecasting, Mike. The worst of it was over.
It's almost as good as my football coaching.
No.
Second. Where is the mark? Where's
second
the,
down. They're going to put it down at the 48-yard line. Panthers need the Academy Park 49. Second down and a long 3.
Oh, it's really coming down.
Under center is Fisher. Turns, gives. Hussein is going to dodge one man, but nothing else that time. Absolutely nothing doing. Number 25 is Tyree Estes on the stop. So you're going to lose maybe a yard there. Third down and 4, and still
kind of a no loss there.
Third down and about 4 now, but the Panthers, 2 plays to work with. I'd be stunned if we saw the punt team, barring disaster on third down. Rasheed Coles and Utensi Nanke on the last stop for the Knights. We'll be inside of 9 minutes when they spot the ball and snap it. Here we go. Fisher under center. Wing to the left. Looks like they're offsides, but, boy, they are crowding the line, showing blitz up the middle again. Fisher turns, gives Hussein room off the left side, sheds a first tackle, ball on the ground, scramble for it, and let's see. I think the Panthers may have gotten it back. We'll see. He was near first down yardage, and then we'll see when they unpile.
Fourth down.
It'll be 4th and 3, so a heads-up play right there. I think Jack Henry was on the football. Big play there.
Oh, boy.
All right, give Hussein 2 more on the carry, but you're still looking at 4th and 3. Think about a hard count here, maybe, as the Panthers have had people awfully close to encroachment a couple times tonight. They will go for it again. 4th and 3.
Oh, boy.
Just over 8 minutes to play in the fourth. Panthers 6-point lead. Fisher under center. Hard count, and the Panthers jump off the right side. Panthers false start. Well, the hard count disrupts it, and now the punt team comes on. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, they go get the good punt and see what happens with the defense. The rain coming down even harder now. So, mistake there for the Panthers. Academy Park had their share over the last 6 minutes of action. Had a nice drive going, but the fumble on third and short didn't help. And then the false start on fourth and short. Ryan Krause on to punt. Waits the snap at the 30-yard line. Does well to catch it. Steps into it. Wobbler. It's going to go up the middle of the field. Take another Strathaven roll, and it's picked up by Brown. Looking for room up this near sideline. Brown has the edge at the moment. He's going to be tripped up in the open field. Nice play by John Wilson at the 39-yard line, where Brown is going for a long, long run. Big play by Wilson. They'll put it down. Nose of the football on their own 40-yard line. Academy Park. 60 yards from tying the game. We'll have it at their own 40-yard line in a driving rain now. All right. Radnor on top of Marple, 21-18. The only difference, the extra points up in Radnor tonight. Quakertown on top of Perk Valley, 20-14. All right. Academy Park. Bunch formation. Three to the left. One split to the right. Phyllis takes the shotgun snap. He's going to go quarterback keeper off the left side. He's going to be tripped up nicely. Great job by Prochniak shooting in and dropping him for no gain. Nice work by Prochniak finding space. Phyllis, 15 carries, 133 yards, and an Academy Park score. Clock ticks.
No gain 7-15, on that one.
7-15, 7-14 and counting. Defensive struggle here for the most part in this second half. Opening play of the second half, the 75-yard kick return score. Nobody's visited the end zone since. Two receivers split to either side. Phyllis in the gun, Zion Bradley on his right hip. High snap, they fake inside, quarterback draw to Phyllis. He's going to go straight up the middle, barreling his way out near first down yardage. He's going to be marked a yard shy. Third and one before the Panthers finally catch up with him. Well, shotgun snap, always interesting. It has disrupted things for Academy Park the last series, but now they're at third down and one, likely four down territory as they trail by six. 6:25 and counting to play here in regulation. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Panthers with a four-man front. Linebackers creeping up, and quarterback is Phyllis right up the middle. First down yardage into the secondary, and now a foot race. Phyllis with one man to beat, and he will beat him. Touchdown, 48 yards later, Skylar Phyllis into the end zone. Tie game, no flags, extra point pending. And worst news for the Panthers, Ebo Pio has an issue. He was the last man to beat there for Phyllis, and he's come up with what appears to be a leg injury, so we'll keep an eye on this. 6:08 to play here in regulation. Academy Park has tied it and now has a chance to take their first lead of the night. Pio is going to hobble off. They sub in Jaiz Davis.
He's running all right.
Yeah, let's hope this is something mild. All right. A 48-yard touchdown run for Phyllis. They've kept him in the barn for the most part, but, hey, two plays is more than enough to tilt a game. And he's had a 60-yard scoring run and now a 48-yarder. On to hold is Barry Brown. Adams on to the extra point. Kick is away. It is long enough, and it is good. And then I get a flag for, I guess, running into or roughing the kicker again. I don't know if they're going to make an argument he was blocked into him, but there was definitely contact with the kicker. Always dangerous. So 20-19 is your score. Academy Park back on top. The Panthers will have 6:08 to work with, down by a point, and be back in just a moment. Stick with us. Glad you're listening live to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
High school basketball season is just around the corner, and DelcoHoops.com will be bringing you all the excitement and thrills of another season of Delaware County High School Hoops. We follow all the teams in Delco, and we pick our free Game of the Week broadcast to bring you the best live games right on the internet. We feature the best teams and the best games right through the PIAA championships. If you love high school basketball, you've got to check us out at DelcoHoops.com. High school basketball never sounded so good.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you, you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
6:08 to play here in the fourth quarter. Academy Park 20, Strathaven 19. And now the Panthers trailing by a point, their first deficit of the evening, have three timeouts, and we'll see how long a field they'll have to work with here. As number 80... Kasim Adams hobbled off. It was we'll see what they do on the kickoff, as there's another roughing the kicker penalty here. Panthers second of the night. So the kickoff will be taken from the 45-yard line for AP. Panthers should be aware here. Be careful that this isn't like an onside kick,
right,
or something.
Absolutely.
If you trust your defense and you're okay with maybe giving the Panthers a short field, we'll see.
Well, watch, you're not, and if you kick it to the 20, you're not giving up that. If you kick it into the end zone, you're not giving up that much yardage.
Right. All right, here we go. Standing deep to return. Ebo Pio back on the field. Is that Evan Blake? All right, Blake is out there flanking Arion Ford. and Ethan Belleville. Belleville set up to the left of Ford, who's in the middle of the field, and they go squib kick right to the up man, and nice job there by Chris Tagliaterra. Heads up play to grab it and fall down at the 35-yard line. Driving rain now for the Panthers. They'll snap it right next to a big mud puddle at the 35-yard line here at the left hash. 6:07 to play here in the fourth quarter. Panthers down a point. Would love to get one of those vintage wing tee, 4 yards at a time kind of a drive.
Right, right. But it's pouring in. It's getting puddly all over the place now.
Panther offense scoreless here in the fourth quarter, trying to get it going. Ebo Pio back in the game, wing to the left. Blitz coming right up the middle. They time it well, and Jake Fisher on the run to the right side. He cuts up the middle, and Fisher's going to scoot his way for about six, and a second down and four. Nice job there by Fisher. Had a Hussein in the flat. Good job by Hussein to turn and throw a block. But Fisher on the quarterback keeper gives the Panthers a little room and away from that mud puddle. Second down and four upcoming. From their own 41-yard line, Panthers with one completed pass early in the game. First throw of the game, really. Nothing since in the passing game, and not a great opportunity to do it here in the pouring rain. Third and second down and four. Straight up the gut goes Hussein for 5 yards on a first down out to the 46. 130 yards for Hussein on his 25 totes. They move the chains, and the Panthers straight trading out footballs, trying to keep one dry and a little less muddy here. Clock stopped momentarily while they reset the ball just across the 45-yard line. 5:14, 5:13 and counting to play in regulation. Panthers down by one. Wing to the left is Ebo Pio. Two tight ends. Hard count. And the ball on the ground. Scramble for it. Did Fisher get it back? I don't think so. And Academy Park is on it. Juggled handoff. Ball on the ground. And a second turnover of the night.
Who was that? 81?
Number 17 on the recovery.
No, I'm sorry.
Yep. 81 on the recovery. 81. And I don't have an 81 on my roster. But a great job by the Academy Park D to pounce on it. Now, still 5:01 to play. The Panthers with all their timeouts. If they can get a stop here. See what they can come up with. Even if Academy Park scores, you're in a one-score game
right,
for the most
right. Well,
unless
you
get two-point conversions.
The
and
only
so
thing
forth.
Is you got time problems.
Yep. But see what the Panthers' defense can come up with.
Was that
the
5:01?
Ball is, it's still a wet ball. It's still a wet field for both teams. Academy Park has had their struggles holding on to it, too. Two turnovers apiece for the teams. It's been an evenly played game. We're 1 point apart on the scoreboard, and now Skylar Phillips takes the shotgun snap on first down. Looking for room off this near side. He's going to turn the corner. Ebo Pio on his heels. He's going to break a tackle up the near sideline. He goes, but there's a flag back near the line of scrimmage, and you're going to end up with holding on the offense. It's going to back him up to first down and about 18. But Phillips is running hard, isn't he? Boy,
yeah.
They are not tackling well.
And it seems like they give up. They assumed they were going to push him out of bounds, and they did, but they didn't push him out of bounds. They just pushed him along the sideline. No tackling. I'm just surprised. I know it's a fatigue factor to some degree, but.
All right. You're going to turn this into first and maybe 17 when they march off the penalty yardage. So here we go. 47-yard line of Strathaven. Call it first and 17. If I'm Academy Park, I'm going to run that same play over and over until they
stop it. Yep, absolutely.
Clock ticks. 4:46 and counting to play here in regulation. Panthers trailing by a point, trying to come up with a big defensive play on first and 17. Bunch formation on the left, split end to the right. Phyllis waits for the snap. He's going to watch the back judge, waits for him to put his hands in the air, trying to milk the clock as well. Takes a shotgun snap, goes straight up the middle, and he's going to bang his way for maybe a yard. Maybe a yard. And the Panthers held up well there. Second down and 16 upcoming. Prochniak right in the mix again. Leading tackler, over 100 tackles on the season. The junior linebacker, they get him back next year. So, 191 yards rushing for Skylar Phyllis. They'll snap from the Strathaven 46-yard line. Second down and about 16. Clock ticks. 349, 348, 347 and counting to play here in regulation. They go with a split end to the left, Ed Soloku. Tight receivers to the near side. Two to the right, two to the left. Wing left now. Motion man is Wilson. They fake it, and it's quarterback draw off the left side, right side rather, and he's going to be carrying tacklers. Panthers trying to strip the ball. Blake's going to ride him down, but not before he picks up another maybe 10 yards. Third and about five or six. 10 more yards for Phyllis. He's over 200 on the game. Clock ticks. 3:14, 3:13. Panther defense trying to get off the field, but they're going to need two stops to do it. Almost certainly four down territory, barring a disaster on third for Academy Park. The Knights trailed 19-7 at halftime, now leading by a point. Sent three receivers, two receivers to the left, tight end to the right, and a split end to the right as well. Bradley on the left hip of Phyllis. Watching the back judge, hand in the air, and now ready to snap. Takes it on third down, quarterback keeper again. Phyllis straight up the middle. Ryan Krause stands him up and then gets help from his buddies. Fourth down and about three upcoming. Timeout for Strathaven with 2:36 to play. And the Panthers want to talk it over on fourth down and a four and four. Prochniak and Krause on the stop. And we're going to take a short timeout with them. Fantastic playoff action in week 11. Glad you're with us on havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Well, it's coming down to this for Strathaven. They have two timeouts still in their pocket. They've just burned their first of this second half, and rightfully so. Fourth and four from the 35-yard line. Academy Park trying to pick up something here and keep the clock moving. Or not. They're going to punt it away.
Wow.
13, they're in punt formation here. And Academy Park, instead of punting, or you snap it to Phyllis. Phyllis is the up man. They could snap it to him, fourth and four, and they do. They snap it to Phyllis, and a little counter inside, and there's room on the fake, and up the near sideline, and the stiff arm inside the five, and stepping out of bounds is Devon Covert, but you're going to get a flag on the play right at the spot where Covert came loose, a beautifully designed play. They snap to the up man, Phyllis, hands it on the counter, and you're going to get a holding penalty, and it's going to turn it into fourth down. And about 10, maybe 8.
Wow.
There have been more holding flags tonight.
Well, you know, you can't get a grip. Their uniforms are wet. You slide off them, so you grab, and it's just...
Wet field, too. I mean, doesn't help. But now you're 4th and 9. Panthers dodge a bullet there because Covert had them 1st and goal inside the 5.
They do it again?
Here's Phyllis, still the up man. Panthers still have to be aware. High snap, it goes the punt, and scramble for it, and now it's nearly blocked, but a high, short punt. It's going to come down and take an Academy Park roll. The Panthers will get the ball back as it rolls dead at the 20-yard line. The punter juggled the snap, Berryman, but did well to pick it up and get it away. The Panthers so close to blocking it. Corey Harris was in his lap, but somehow couldn't come up with it.
2:15. Well, he's good at a two-minute drill. We'll see if he can pull it off.
Panthers with two timeouts. They trail by a point. 2:15 to play in regulation. A year ago, almost to the day, Emmett Young won it with a field goal with seconds left. Not a great night to kick it, but who knows?
The rain is slow, though, to it.
We've seen crazier things happen. Panthers start 1st and 10 at their 20. Split end to the right is Arion Ford. Wing tee behind Fisher. And they're hard counting, and back to pass is Fisher. Looking. He's going to roll to his right, and he's going to be sacked. They're going to drop him back near the 11-yard line, and Fisher's going to lose 9. They had a wheel route out there with Belleville, and now clock ticks. 1:58, 1:57. Second down and about 19. Number 86 in on the sack. Do not have his number on my roster either, but we'll give him credit for setting up. Well, they're going to give it. Where are they putting this football? They're going to put it 15. Down at the 14, 15-yard line. All right, so second and 15. All right, Fisher, clock ticking, 1:34 and counting. Blitz coming. Fisher, give inside to Hussein, who's going to go nowhere. They were waiting for it, and now Coach Clancy looking to the sideline, going to call timeout. All right, 1:24 to play.
Lost a yard
in regulation. Hussein loses a yard. They spread the field, but the blitz caught him in the backfield. Third down and 15. The Panthers down to one timeout. And you are miles from field goal range right now, trailing by a point.
Well, we saw Emmett out here during halftime, and he was having trouble making them from really anything more than 20 yards out.
So the two-point conversion, or near two-point conversion, where Prochniak was stopped just shy of the goal line, starting to rear its ugly head, the mixed extra point. The Panthers had a chance to block two extra points, somehow did not. So in this point, there we go. But still time to work with. 1:24 to play in regulation. Panthers third and 16 from their 15. Now remember, you don't need to get it all right here.
Right.
You can go get 8 or 10 or 12 and give yourself fourth and manageable. But we'll see. Split end to the right is Arion Ford. Blitz coming again. Back to passes. Fisher has time. They pick it up. He's going to step away. Nope. He's going to be dropped in the backfield and in on the stop. And now there's a scramble for. They're going to figure out the football. 1:13, 1:12. And now you've got timeout for Coach Clancy and the Panthers. That's their third and final timeout. Number 8 on the stop. That's Nanke on the sack. They're going to mark him back at the 10-yard line. Fourth and 20 for the Panthers. It's going to take something spectacular. Well, this one stings at the moment.
Yep.
To say, oh, so close. But here, Ridley trailing North Penn 26-14. Final. Not final in that game, but Quakertown wins. Quakertown knocks off Perks Valley 26-14. I'll try to keep you score updated from elsewhere. Haverford has scored, but still trail Neshaminy 35-7. Radnor's up 21-18 on Marple Newtown. But here, Academy Park, leading by a point, needs a stop on 4th and 20. Panthers send Ebo Pio split to the left. Arion Ford split to the right. Now can they handle a blitz that's almost certainly coming? A-gap blitz coming again. Back is Fisher. Fires. Slant pass complete. And Arion Ford makes one man miss. And Ford into the secondary and tripped up out near the 38-yard line. Clock ticks, stops momentarily while they reset the chains. Panthers in hurry-up mode. They are out of timeouts now. But how about that? Fourth and 20. They get 28 yards out to the 40-yard line. Just shy of the 40. They're at the 39. So Fisher to Ford for 28. First and 10. We're inside of a minute. Give is to Ebo Pio. Room off the right side. Pio dances inside. He's going to push the pile for about 8 yards. They need to get on the ball. Second down and 2. Clock ticks. 50 seconds. 49 seconds. Pio picks up 8. Panthers about 40 yards from field goal range at this point. Need to get on the football and get moving. Clock ticks. 41 seconds. Now timeout Academy Park. Or officials timeout. Okay, officials timeout, and they have an injury. Okay, you have an injured Academy Park player on this near sideline, so the officials had to stop it, and we're going to keep it right here, I think,
okay.
Mike.
All right.
Panthers catch a huge break right there as they can now huddle up. They can huddle up and really call two or three plays, I would think. So clock sits at 40 seconds. Realistically, the Panthers need the 10-yard line for a field goal try, I would think, Mike.
Yeah, I would think. The question is, they got 40 seconds left?
40 seconds. You're 43 yards.
You're out of timeouts, right?
Yep, 43 yards away. But remember, the clock will stop after every first down.
Yeah, but you got to really move.
So, see what happens. I mean, you may go split end. All right, here we go. Clock restarts. Fisher under center. They are lining up almost off sides here. Back to pass. Looking is Fisher. Rolling to his right. Looking. He's going to fire to the flat. Incomplete. Clock stops on second down and short. It brings up third down as you look for Belleville on that far sideline. Academy Park nearly off sides there. Panthers may go hard count here and see if they can draw them off. It's third down just, and a yard.
Just to make sure you don't draw yourself
right.
off.
Right, it disrupted that earlier. The fourth and two where the Panthers jumped up. Here we go. Third down and a yard. Panthers obviously in four down territory. 29 seconds to play here in regulation. Ford split end to the left. Fisher juggles the snap. Scramble for it again. And there's a scramble. I don't know. Timeout. And Academy Park is on it. Academy Park picks up the fumbled snap. And that will do it.
Did we see who
with
got
24
it?
Seconds left. This it's young eight, man yeah, is 21 eight. Or 81. This right here. Turn around. 81 on the stop. On the recovery, and the Panthers will end their season tonight. Unfortunate.
Well, it kind of ended the way it began. They took out an early lead and couldn't keep it and lost it in the third and fourth quarters. And
3 second half turnovers were the big difference.
On this field.
Yeah.
I mean,
but as far as what went wrong and what went right in the first half is they took care of the ball. Academy Park did not. In the second half, different story. Skylar Phillips takes a snap, takes a knee, and the Panthers and Knights will meet at midfield and shake hands 20-19. The four seed Academy Park Knights will host a playoff game again next week against the winner of Oxford and Westchester Ruston. And the Panthers' season and the careers of terrific senior class has come to an end in heartbreaking fashion here in Sharon Hill. Tough way to go as the Panthers just a 19-7 halftime lead, could not add to it in the second half, and the three turnovers and a couple of big plays from Skylar Phillips, and of course that kick return to start it makes a big change. So if you're listening live or on the archive, it's been a fantastic football game. Back and forth they went, but just a couple too many mistakes. Mike, you said it beforehand, fewest mistakes probably wins.
Yep.
And the Panthers just had too much trouble with that in the second half.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a short timeout, see if we can get you some score updates from elsewhere, but we have gone final. Academy Park 20, Strathaven 19. First round of the District 1 playoffs is where it will end here for the Panthers on Haven Football tonight.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Well, the third turnover of the second half ends it for the Panthers.
Yeah, well, yeah, they were in deep trouble.
Well, truly ends it, but there were, like I said, the third turnover, the first and the second turnover was equally difficult. But, again, the defense, I thought, did enough for the most part, but the kick return to start second half, a huge play for Academy Park to get within striking distance, and the Panther offense just could not keep it going in that third and fourth quarter.
The big plays were the name of this game, and when I do the play of the game this weekend, you know, that's really what it's going to be. Certainly Haven was powering it along, but basically both teams needed the big plays to get into the end zone or to get close to the end zone. So while certainly Haven would have loved to have done, you know, 4 yard, 5 yard running plays right into the end zone, this was not the night for that. You needed the break open ones, and at the end of the day, Academy Park just barely made enough of those big plays to cover the deficit they were in. Haven took advantage of everything they possibly could, and it's a 1 point game, which means that, you know, there's a winner, obviously, but there's no decisive winner. It's just on any given day, what would this game turn out to be?
Fewest mistakes gets the win tonight, and Academy Park will host again next week as the four seed. So they'll take on fifth-seeded Westchester Ruston or 12th-seeded Oxford, but we do not have an update there, and we'll keep you posted throughout the week on havenfootball.net. But in the meantime, an exciting and promising season for the Panthers comes to an end. a couple weeks earlier than we would have liked. But yep. A 13th-seeded Panthers gave Academy Park all they could handle tonight.
And I should add, if you want a little bit more football, this Monday we're going to be covering the middle school against Ridley. Two games, lightweight and heavyweights. Starts at 5:30. Actually, we'll be on the air about 5:15, but it'll be two quick games. I think they're only 8-minute quarters in middle school. So they're quick games. Listen to our broadcast. I know the kids will be. So if you just want some fun football, listen to some future Panthers coming up, that'll be the time. So go ahead.
So with that, just wanted to say thanks once again to everybody at Strathaven High School who kept us moving on the air week after week, whether that's home or away. Pat Clancy as the athletic director again. Thank you so much. To the coaching staff, always helpful, sharing game plans, ideas, who's healthy, what are we thinking for each week. Again, Dan Schaefer and Eric Collingsworth and Coach Clancy and Dan Mulhern and Steve Gorman and everybody else on the sideline, we appreciate their help. For the Parents Association, thank you again, as always, for your support. We're looking forward to that banquet, and we are looking forward to more Strathaven football in 2019. And there are some promising underclassmen who will be back. And we say thank you to the departing seniors. You have been a privilege and a lot of fun to watch over the last 2-3 years, and we will miss you guys a ton. It's been a pleasure. You got this program back on the right track. A playoff win last year as a lower seed, and oh so close to upsetting the higher seed again tonight.
And to my broadcast partner, Brian Carroll, who paints a pretty picture every week, and I know you guys are all listening to him and love to listen to him, as I do. And I get to watch the game, and I still think he's fun to listen to. So, and it's great working with him, and he's always so well-prepared, and he knows what's going on. And you'll notice I don't have to say a lot. He does the work. I just press the buttons on my end. So I appreciate his efforts. Certainly to Pete Fulginetti and our newest member, Andrew Kaufman, who has, you know, come online about halfway through the season. Always great. There's no way we could do this without them spotting it. There's just too much doing the booth. We need them. And they're a big, big help and keep us going with the game and make sure they watch things that we can't see all the time. So, Brian, you want to say your final?
Yep, we'll wrap it up. Final score tonight in the District 1 playoffs, Academy Park 20, Strathaven 19. For Andrew Kaufman and Pete Fulginetti, thanks for all the help with the stats and spotting. For Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and everything else on havenfootball.net. Brian Carroll signing off for the final time in 2018. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.